much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
So let's quit jabbering and let's start jamming.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I cannot do this, okay? The Lord need to delegate temperature and weather to somebody else. Where the hell is Moses? Talk to Moses about this because the Lord is out of control and I cannot deal with this. I am not tropical. I'm not a damn toucan. This is too damn much.
Thank you for taking my call. This is Bob from Chattanooga. The hour is coming. All that are in the grave shall hear his voice.
And now,
ABC Television presents the world premiere of Cop Rock, the new series from Stephen Bochco. Cop Rock, only on ABC TV.
Our feature presentation.
What brought that up?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi.
It's Thursday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Archive posted tape that a listener had sent to him earlier this week of Kevin and Bean from September 24th, 1990.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was as bad as you're fearing. Although it did include the celebrity refrigerator interview with Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
We went to Danny Elfman's house, which was very interesting to hear again. But, yeah, I was listening to some of the commercials on that tape, and there was one advertising Cop Rock, which was just getting ready to debut on ABC that week.
You guys probably don't remember Cop Rock, but it was a musical about cops. So they would be just
weekly. Yeah.
Weekly, yeah. Drama. And they would be walking around solving crime and then break into a song. It was the best slash worst TV ever.
I mean, it was kind of like what Glee ended up turning into, you know, being
sort
20
of,
years
yeah.
later.
Except for they were cops, not high schoolers.
It was a drama. Yeah, exactly. Right. But, oh, man, you want to feel bad about yourself, Kevin.
I don't.
Go ahead and listen to that tape.
I'm not interested in feeling bad about myself.
We feel bad enough.
I know how bad we were. I was there.
And are we going to be hearing this show in 20 years and feel just as bad about it? Is that how it works?
Most likely.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so Cop Rock. I just got a chuckle out of thinking about that again, and I thought I would share that a
Remember
little bit.
Remember didn't we go on the set to talk to him and stuff?
Did you really?
Yeah,
it was
so.
A big deal, right?
We might have, yeah, because Stephen Bochco was a very successful television producer at that time, had been behind a bunch of other successful shows, and, you know, this was breaking the mold. This was something new.
Cop
and
Rock.
I think we talked about it a lot.
What are you thugs doing in the park? It was so ridiculous.
I wonder if that's available anymore. I mean, I wonder if you could get that on
iTunes
or something if you wanted to, or if they've decided to hide that and pretend it never happened.
They burned it.
Hey, there's before we get going on today's action-packed Kevin and Bean show, including Hugh Jackman in about 20 minutes.
Mm.
We all agree cats are awesome, right? That's one thing we pretty much can
no,
all.
No, we don't agree on that at all. Cats
I
blow.
Like cats.
Cats Lisa, are fantastic.
Lisa likes them. Bean, the lesbian, likes them. I am not a fan of cats at all.
So cats are great. We got that.
Okay.
Here's an article out of France, by the way, and this is a bizarre story. Tell me if you can figure this one out. Traditionally, cats are meant to be solitary and docile creatures, but a band of feral French felines in the northeastern French city of Belfort appeared to have put that theory to bed. They attacked a 31-year-old woman who was out walking her pet poodle around 7 o'clock Sunday night. A half a dozen bloodthirsty cats attacked her.
Wow.
Scratched and bit her, jumped on her, knocked her over, bit her in the leg, bit her in the arms, even pierced an artery.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Her daughter was then taken to the hospital where she received precautionary rabies treatments. In a separate vehicle, the dog was also transported to the local vet. My daughter thought it was a living nightmare. She's still traumatized today, is bordering on depression over the attack. The vet told us in his 20 years in the job he had never seen such a thing. He could not find a single explanation for the cat's abnormal behavior. Look, we're spending all this time worrying about aliens and asteroids and sharknadoes and all sorts of things that aren't likely to happen.
What about a catnado?
Maybe they're gathering. Maybe this was like some sort of a test attack to see if they could do it. Maybe they're spreading the word through the cat grapevine, and we all better be concerned here.
I will tell you, we have feral cats here.
Yes.
Wild cats here in the parking lot, and man, do they eyeball me every morning. Because
Lisa, I whisper to them every morning.
Stupid Lisa feeds them. So just to make sure that they stay in this hellhole of a parking lot. And
but I mean,
they know I don't feed them, and so they're looking at me. They're giving me the stink eye.
They hang out, though, and wait around for food, but you've never sensed that they're really dangerous,
I don't know.
Though, right?
I think cats can tell when people hate them. I think they can tell.
Well, I just wonder if this is, like I said, this is some sort of a test case, and now they're going to spread
run.
The word, and it's going to be like you always talk about how Oprah is going to unleash all the women of the world on the man. They're going to kill us all in our sleep. I'm afraid that's what's going to happen with these cats. Is somebody's going to, there's going to be some cat somewhere that's going to say, now. And then all these cats that we don't pay attention to because they're just lounging on the couch, all of a sudden they're going to be up in our business.
Well.
And now they're awesome, right, Kevin?
No.
They can do that? How awesome are they?
No, I don't.
That's pretty great.
No, I hate cats, and I don't want them taken over.
That would be the ultimate revenge, though, if you got killed by cats after all the smack talking you've done for all these years.
I got a funny story for you. I was over at a girlfriend's house, and she had a cat that I despised. Just everything. And it hissed at me every time I walked by.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was mutual. Feelings were mutual. And I would, one time I went over and I had a suitcase. I forget where I was coming from or going to. And I opened the suitcase and I went out and we had dinner. I went back in and the cat had peed and pooped in my suitcase.
Wow, that cat hated you.
Yes. Like, that cat knew that that was my stuff.
That relationship was not going to work.
No. That ended quickly thereafter.
Yeah.
But cats blow. So I think that's what the takeaway is. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Mead Show, shall we?
This is incredible. Thank you. Thank you so much. No, seriously, look at me. Thank you.
Can't. Don't thank us yet. I'm not positive about today's show. Although we do have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. And we have Psycho Mike, who we're going to talk to about his Supergirl video down at Comic-Con. He put on a Supergirl outfit, including a little skirt and a little top. And he ran around, and boy, did he annoy people. Woo!
He knows people anyway. Yes.
He's so good at that, man. He just gets in their faces and dances around them. And there was a preacher down there with a bullhorn, and he was just harassing him. It was sweet.
He was humping him.
Sexting gone wrong today?
Oh.
Based on Anthony Weiner. And it could be that you sent it to the wrong person. It could be that the person you sent it to then forwarded it to other people that you didn't want to have it. And then from that point, a lot of times it just goes, like if you're in a school and you sext somebody, and they send it to one person, that one person is going to make sure that it gets sent everywhere. So that's bad news. Tadoff Swindler is in the news again. She had some kind She had some kind of a meet-and-greet situation.
Yeah,
and
thanks a lot for getting that canceled, guys. I was looking forward to meeting her.
And she canceled it because she said the winner was, quote, an old creepy dude.
That's not exactly true, but we will discuss this story.
How much did you pay for that auction, Bean?
It wasn't a pay thing. It was a vote thing.
Oh, a vote. Oh, I see. Yeah. All right. I didn't know that. You know why? Didn't vote. we have some videos for you that we went to that highlight grandmas. There are three grandma videos that you must see.
Huh.
One is a super, super old driver. One is having a birthday. And what's the other one doing, Bean? I forget.
The other one is the world's greatest drummer.
That's right. She drums.
She's unbelievable.
I can't wait.
And like Bean said, about a half hour from now, we have Hugh Jackman.
Excellent.
Talking about the Wolverine. So that's coming up. We will take a break. We will come back, and we'll have the Ralph Showbiz beat. 106.7. Take two. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 till 6.
You're a professional. Look it up. It's in the book. Hey, that band Linkin Park right there can play for you and 10 friends. Get details at KROQ.com. But the short answer is you go to Hot Topic, pick up the KROQ bumper sticker, and then you'll know what to do. Hey,
yeah.
Ralph Garman, good morning.
Woo!
What's going
on? Stickers!
Hot Topic!
Bumpers!
What's happening?
Stuff's happening. I want to give people a heads up. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. at the Hollywood Improv on Melrose in beautiful Hollywood, California. Kevin Smith and I will be doing our Hollywood Babylon podcast / live comedy performance. We'd love to have you come out and join us. It's 10 p.m. on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, the first screening of Jay and Silent Bob's Super Groovy Cartoon Movie, which is Kevin Smith's latest animated film that I am also starring in. We're doing a screening at the New Beverly at 6:30, and then we're doing a little Q&A afterwards. So if you would like to see me at either or both of these events, we'd love to have you come out. And go to CSMOD, CSMOD.com for all the details and for tickets. And for sure, tomorrow night, I would say usually the show rounds out to be about an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. A good hour and 15 minutes of it will be Amanda Bynes.
Right? Yes.
That's what I'm guessing. Still talking about Amanda in her 5150 psychiatric hold. She's getting some downtime, which is good. I've been desperately missing her tweets. I've been scanning the Twitterverse, and I haven't seen anything from
her. I could recap what she would have said. So
you think?
Fill in the blank is ugly.
Yeah, I suppose so.
That's it.
So you don't get your phone when you're on a 5150 row?
Probably not.
I don't believe
I don't
you
think
do.
So.
I think you go into the hole.
That code?
The padded room. For everyone who was worried, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but her dog has been found. Her
Good.
Little Pomeranian has been found. Her parents have taken custody of Amanda's Pomeranian. And sources say they're now working on conservatorship for their 27-year-old daughter. So maybe mom and dad will finally step in now and help. Have you seen that photo of her carrying her Pomeranian in front of her face?
No.
So no one can take pictures of her?
No.
Listener sent that to me and said, in quotes, as if it was her saying, if I wear a dog on my face, no one will recognize me.
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something?
I believe so. Kanye West just keeps getting better.
That seems impossible to get better from where he was. Now
apparently,
what?
Kanye and his baby mama, porn star Kim Kardashian, have dropped $750,000. What do you think they spent that kind of money on in their new mansion?
$750,000.
Yeah, it's for four items.
Oh, wow.
Four items that we all have in our homes. They paid $750,000 for theirs.
Are the items related to each other? Or they
yes, they're all the same
okay.
thing.
Four all the same thing. Thing.
Four of the same thing. We all have them in our homes.
Toilets.
Toilets, indeed, Kevin. Well done. They are gold plated toilets.
Oh, wow. Is that better just because they're worth more?
No.
I mean, does it feel...
No.
Why am I asking you? I don't know.
I'm telling you without ever having okay. owned a gold-plated toilet that they perform the exact same function as the porcelain toilets that you and I are so fond of. $750,000.
Wow.
For four gold-plated toilets for their mansion. They ordered six beds for the new mansion that run $174,000 each.
How do you spend so much on a
Is it
bed?
Literally stuffed with 20s? Is that what the mattress is made out of?
What the hell?
And according to the New York Post, they also splurged on a Swarovski crystal encrusted refrigerator.
Oh my
which
God.
Which is helpful because when you want to grate your cheese, you can just rub it up against the fridge door.
That's true.
And there you go. You got some grated Parmesan. This is the definition of too much goddamn money, people.
Wow.
What a waste. What a grouping. They're the best. And by best, of course, I mean the worst. Nina Agdal. You familiar with her? The supermodel?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Few things worse in life than having your boyfriend get engaged to another woman. Right, Lisa?
Yes.
You with me, sister?
I'm with you.
She apparently is heartbroken because Adam Levine from Maroon 5, who she was dating, proposed to her co-worker, Bahati Prinsloo, and he broke the news to his ex-girlfriend about the engagement via text message. Don't you hate that when you break one supermodel's heart by marrying another supermodel?
Yeah.
And they get to their little Victoria's Secret fashion show backstage, and they're all sniping at each other because, you know, all the supermodels are fighting over one guy.
Yeah.
Adam Levine. Pretty strong. That Nina Agdal, she's the one who was eating the burger on the beach at the Carl Jr.'s commercial.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet right there. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Guitarist Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth is 55 years old today. Actress Ileana Douglas turns 48. Actor Matt LeBlanc, Lisa's favorite. He's on that show.
Episodes.
That's it.
I love Episodes.
Oh, it's sweeping the nation.
It's so good.
Is it still on? Is it still a thing?
Is.
Okay.
It's almost as good as Cop
Rock.
It's
not on right now, but it's on.
46 years old. Well, I didn't mean right now. I mean, you turn on the television and watch it now. Yeah. He's 46 years old, and actor James Lafferty celebrates his 28th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Let me live that fantasy.
Called Royals. That is Lord. We have her coming into the studio.
Ah, that's great.
Yep, she'll be in town in Southern California playing a sold-out show at the Echoplex on August 8th, and right around that time we will have Lord in the studio. 16 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of feeling like an underachiever, it does no guy a favor to talk to Hugh Jackman on the phone because the rest of us just look like underachievers. We just look like slackers. This guy does it all. He's the actor. He's the singer. He's the TV host. He hosts the Tonys. He hosts the Oscars. He gets nominated for a freaking Oscar. And he's also Wolverine, by the way. And Hugh Jackman joins us back on the Kevin and Sean K-Rock right now. Good morning, Mr. Jackman.
Good morning, guys. Trust me, no one is an underachiever. They're doing interviews at 6 a.m.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, but if we're interviewing you... I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I'm on the East Coast. It's 9 o'clock. I'm an actor. This is. I know it's early for me, but this is nothing like 6.
All right.
Look, Hugh, there's got to be a flaw. There has to be something we don't know about. You're kicking the cat. You're doing something. Give us something so that you're not perfect, dude.
Sorry, should I just put my wife on the phone here? Because if you got 10 minutes, she can just list it for you.
But, she'd be happy to list your faults.
The first thing she would always say is, I'm the world's worst handyman there is.
All right, good.
The only thing handy about me is I'm close by.
All right. Okay. And you can call anybody that needs to be called to come fix stuff.
Well, yes, okay.
you've been married for what, like 17, 18 years, something like
17
that?
17 years, yeah.
See, that's even... like 100 years in Hollywood terms.
Yeah, no, well, listen, I married the right girl.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think it kind of helps, actually. I didn't get my first job. Like, Wolverine was the first American movie I made, and I was 30, and we'd already been married for 4 years. And so we've kind of gone through it all together. I feel for, you know, my brothers out there who have to go in the dating scene once you've already kind of sort of got some profile. I think that's a whole world, confusing world there.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
No, you're right. You found a lady who appreciated you before, you know, before you were the Hugh Jackman we know, and that's awesome that it has worked out. Speaking of Wolverine, Hugh, and this kind of goes back to the point of you do it all, and I know you get offered more movies than you possibly have time to do, and I'm sure you're interested in a lot of different types of roles, and you'd love to.
Yeah.
Why do you keep going back to Wolverine, like with as busy a schedule as you have, why is this a role you love so much you will play 5-6 times?
Well, I think the role is awesome. I mean, not just in comic book genre, I mean, because I actually wasn't a comic book fan before doing this. I just think he's an interesting guy. I mean, of course he's cool and reminds me of all those characters I loved growing up, Mad Max and Dirty Harry and all that, but he's also quite conflicted and he's, you know, he's 200 or 300 years old, so he's sort of haunted by his past and by who he is. And the thing that makes him awesome, that inner rage, is also the, you know, kind of his burden. And, you know, I got some advice early on from a director, Trevor Nunn, who's a great theater director. And he was talking about, you know, Judi Dench and Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, all these, Ben Kingsley. And he said, all of them look back on their career and there'll be 4 or 5 roles. There are 4 or 5 roles that really kind of were their foundation, and he goes, don't give them up easily. And so, you know, this is one of those. I know I'll always look back, and this will be sort of what made my career, but it's something that means a lot to me. So I'm not giving it up without a fight.
I was going to talk about some of your co-stars, but I can't say any of their names. But it does look like there's a lot of martial arts, a lot of sword fighting, a lot of that kind of stuff. Did you have to learn a lot of that?
Yeah, I did have to learn a lot of that. And by the way, one of my co-stars, Hiro Sanada, he's done about 60 movies, and he is a kendo master. Like, you know, you get all these kind of stuntmen and the stunt, you know, choreographers who are geniuses. They're all world champions at this and that martial art. They were in awe. Like, they all bowed when he came in.
Is that right?
Wow.
He's a freak. And so working with him was unbelievable. I luckily, no one told him that I have stabbed several people with a claw.
Excellent.
Because he seemed very trusting. But, you know, you'd be forgiven for not knowing the names of the other girls, because Rila and Tao, who play the two main girls, have never been in a film before.
Really?
They just came in and blew us away at the audition. And that's what I love about Jim Mangold, the director. He's just like, they're the best guys for it. So forget your lists, forget who's hot, and let's just cast them.
All right, let's talk about Famke Janssen. I believe I'm saying her name right. Jean Grey, who, if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to keep track here, X-Men The Last Stand, she dead. She died. She's no longer living.
Well, I don't want to give too much away about the movie, but you're absolutely right. I mean, what happens is Wolverine kills her. She's turned into the Dark Phoenix. He has to kill her. Roll credits. And that's kind of a... Excuse me, guys. I'm just kissing my daughter goodbye. Bye. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, sweetheart.
she's just on her way. She said goodbye to you guys.
Okay,
oh, good.
you know, and then we roll credits. So in the beginning of this movie, you get to see how that haunts him. And there's no way of understanding Wolverine without understanding Jean Grey. That is like the constant presence. So I don't want to give away too much about how she appears in the movie, but it'll all make sense.
Tell us about calling Dwayne The Rock Johnson and asking him how to gain weight. That seems okay. like an issue that everybody in the world wishes they had, but no one does.
Yeah, no, but when it's 25 pounds of lean muscle, it's kind of like the worst thing in the world. I mean, I've had people say, oh, I'm worried about going to the gym because I'm worried I'm going to bulk up too much. And I say, just don't worry about it. Trust me, it's not that easy. You know, it's easy to put on a little bit of the flab. Trust me, we've all done that. But putting on lean muscle is hard, and I got his diet, which is 6,000 lean calories a day, which is the basic meal is chicken breast and broccoli, maybe a little bit of brown rice for a treat, right? So there's that.
Brown rice is the treat?
Yeah, it's a treat.
That sucks.
So my favorite moment of that phone call when I rang him, and I know Dwayne well, is there was a knock on his trailer door, and he obviously goes to the door and he goes, hey, you tell him on set I'm talking to Wolverine. I was like, that is a cool moment.
How much do you allow yourself to let go of that that diet and stay in that kind of shape in between Wolverine roles?
Well, you know, part of the deal, and thank God Dwayne told me this, is every now and again it's actually beneficial to cheat. Like, you know, if you just go completely lean and crazy all the time, your body gets used to it and your metabolism kind of shuts down. So every eighth day he does it, he goes crazy, and he sent me a picture of what he eats, which is unbelievable. I sent him a picture of a burger, fries, and a chocolate shake that I had after a photo shoot, right?
Right.
And he just texted me back saying, amateur. It wasn't actually, he didn't actually say amateur. He said something I can't say.
Sure, of course.
We had The Rock at our studio a while ago, Hugh Jackman, and he had just, it was one of those, you know, number one weekend at the box office for him, and he was feeling pretty good, and he was stuffing chocolate bars down his throat while he was in the studio with us, just because he's like, hey, I can celebrate. I'm allowed to celebrate, and I guess that's what you're saying is you can't do it all the time.
Double crust pizza, like three of them.
Yeah.
And three trays of chocolate fudge brownies.
That's my regular diet. Is that all right?
So every eighth day you have steamed chicken?
That's correct, yes.
There you go.
Rice is a treat.
Well, we're talking about the Wolverine movie that comes out everywhere tomorrow. Some, including Salon.com this morning, are saying it is, with apologies to Superman, the best superhero movie of the summer. It is getting rave reviews, as it so often does with you behind it, Hugh Jackman. It looks awesome. We can't wait to see it. And we're always happy when we get a chance to spend a few minutes with you on the Kevin Beach Show. Thank you for the time, sir.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
Kevin's worst nightmare, 105-year-old California driver whose license is valid until 2017.
I think that's all our worst nightmares.
It is, except for, I'll say this in her favor, she passed a driving test.
Yes, she did.
Really?
So I'm fine with that. As long as, I'm just saying people should get tested.
I agree.
You shouldn't stop testing somebody's driving ability. You should up it maybe every year as they get older and older and worse.
Yeah.
Well, we'll tell you all about her and also another 100-plus-year-old woman who just wants more penis for her birthday. So that's coming up here on the Kevin Beach Show. First, though, what do we got going on here?
Well, we have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Here's what's on the wheel. Too many animal stories, so we have to spin the wheel and pick one. This is Scooter, the fighting llama that got tased. Willie, the foul-mouthed cockatoo. The loud, horny cicadas. The rogue stork terrorizing a German town. Ooh. Ty, the tiger with the world's largest hairball. The Florida crazy ants that eat electrical equipment.
I'm dying to find out what's going on with those ants.
Thelma and Louise, the two-headed turtle. The giant Iranian rats. This is the one I'm dying for it to land on, because I don't understand why the man-faced feral cat is mistaken for a mountain lion. Because shouldn't it be a mountain lion-faced? I mean, doesn't that make sense? If it's a man-faced feral cat, why don't they think it's a man?
No idea.
Killer Asian tiger mosquitoes. Hamilton, the hipster cat. And those are the ones. All right? So let's spin the wheel of bad animal voices, shall we?
It's time for the wheel of bad animal voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the wheel of bad animal voices.
All right. Here we go. Spin away. Ooh, good wood.
Sorry?
Right, Lisa? Huh? Huh?
Huh?
And it's the rogue stork terrorizing a German town.
Oh.
Yay!
Now, why would a stork be terrorizing a town? I thought storks just brought good news like little babies.
I don't know. If we had a stork on the phone, we could ask it.
Burgholz, Germany is where we go. Apparently a rogue stork has been dive bombing vehicles in the neighborhood, has damaged four cars up to €1,000 each. That's $1,300 worth of damage by dive bombing into the windshields of the cars. I believe we have the stork on the line right now. Hello, sir. How are you? Thank you for talking to us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show. Guten Tag. How are you today?
We're good. We're fine, but we're please stop making that noise. We're
that
a little bit
stalk noise. I'm stalk. That's the noise I make.
Right. I didn't realize that.
Hold the phone away from your beak when you do that. Do storks have beaks?
I don't know. Sure they do, yeah. Of course they do. They're birds.
What do you think you have, a snout?
I don't know.
A trunk?
I don't really know.
I'm a freaking bird, for God's sake.
Now, do you know that they're calling you a rogue stork and that you are terrorizing in Germantown? Do you know those words are being used about
that
you?
Is for the Germans to be terrorized. That means something.
That's true.
Because we specialize in terrorizing. But I'm just trying to fight the enemies that I see. Wow, this neighborhood is loud.
It is a loud neighborhood. That's
certainly is.
Birmug, can we turn down the neighborhood a little bit?
Wait, who?
Thank you. It's another stork named Birmug.
Oh,
wow,
man.
So what a coincidence. We have a Birmug on the
beak,
show.
By the way.
He does. That's good.
Uh-huh. Being a bird and all.
Does he make your life miserable?
We all the time. We say, kill Birmug.
You do? Wow.
Yeah. I like it. Well, listen.
Ask him if he can turn up the sound effects a little bit now. They're gone.
Where's the neighborhood now?
I mean, there's got to be. There has to be a happy medium.
That's loud again.
There you go.
A little bit bad right there. It's good.
All right.
Man, do I miss Omar. So listen. So, Storky, when you say you're trying to fight the enemy,
hold on, Storky. What is with the Storky?
Well, I don't think we know your name.
I didn't catch your name.
My name is Hans.
Hans, of course.
Why don't you ask a person a name before you start throwing things around like Storky?
Apologize.
Okay. All right. Hans. What do you mean when you're just trying to attack the enemy? Because it sounds like you're basically dive bombing parked cars.
No, I see a mirror, right? And in the mirror, I see another stork in there. And I'm pretty sure it's Jewish.
Oh.
So
wow.
That's a hard stork right there. That is a mean stork.
Stork, you just crossed the line.
Give me a headbutt, that stork. There's another one in that window.
No, don't do it. Hans.
That stork came at me the exact same time I went at him.
Right. Hans is...
We're twins. He's inside my mind. He knows what I'm thinking. There's another one.
Nope.
Oh, God. Oh, that hurts the beak once again, which I have because I'm a bird.
Could we explain to you reflective surfaces, please?
Look over there, a window. Oh, God. Damn it, that hurts. My God.
Ready to save
Adam Carolla on the program later on today. Also, the very funny comedian and actor Rob Hubel will be here talking about the return of Children's Hospital. By the way, did you see this week's Children's Hospital, the season debuts tonight? Have you seen tonight's episode?
I did not know.
Maybe one of the funniest episodes ever. That's saying something.
I love that show so much.
I do too, and I love Rob so much, and he'll be joining us later on today here on the Kevin Beach Show. First, though, old people in the news. We start with a woman named, what is her name here? She is Mary Vizda. Mary Vizda, she is 63 years old, Kevin. She's from Onalaska, Wisconsin. She's been drumming since she was around 15, played in bands until she was around 40, still drums all the time, every weekend, sometimes five nights a week she's drumming. She loves to drum. She is the drumming grandma. Now, when I say 63 years old, you don't picture a woman with skills like this. Mary is 63 years old, says she does not own a computer and did not know what YouTube was until she became a star on it with a video of her that went viral as a drummer.
That's crazy.
Impressive.
Yeah, not bad for 63. That's not the grandma that I know, that's for sure. Then we told you a few minutes ago about a 105-year-old woman who has recently passed her driver's test. She becomes the oldest living driver in California. She, by the way, is a great-grandmother of 17. I mentioned she's 105. Her name is Edith, like all good old people should be.
She started driving in 1927.
Yes, she did.
How crazy is that?
Oh, my God.
And how long is her license for, Lisa? You said through 2017?
2017.
Okay, that's my problem.
Yeah, I agree. Every year at that age, you got to test them.
I'd say over 100. It's pretty safe to say every year you should get a test.
She used to drive a Model A Ford coupe, by the way. When I learned to drive, there were no rules of the road, she told Fox News. The roads were narrow. There were no signs saying 55 miles per hour or anything like that. But she says that she is a good driver. And I guess she proved it by passing this driver's test. She's also, by the way, the oldest person registered on Facebook. So she's up there. And she seems spry. She seems like she's in pretty good shape. Oh, not quite as spry as the next woman we want to tell you about, though.
Yeah, this is a weird story. This is a television station in New York. News 12, and they wanted to do one of these feel-good stories about a woman who just hit the 100 mark. She's 100 years old. Let's go over there. Let's ask her all the questions that TV normally asks. You know, what's the secret to old life? Are you happy? What's the secret to your life? And for some reason, this woman and all of her kids are around. You'll hear them in a second. They're all trying to convince her, Grandma, stop it. Stop doing this. But basically, she wants penis.
Shut up.
The 100-year-old.
Oh,
only,
my God.
She doesn't use the word penis. She uses the word that starts with a D and rhymes
she
with...
She does not.
Rhymes with Rick. I don't know if you can
no.
figure that out from those lame clues. But she keeps saying it and keeps saying it. And this reporter's like, I don't know. He's a young black guy. And boy,
is she eyeing him?
Pretty much. He looks
well,
like
he's out there to get the interview about this old woman, but he knows he can't put any of it on television. So he keeps having to ask her additional questions or in additional ways. And even her family is like, Grandma, they can't put that on the news.
Now, sometimes it's difficult to tell because a lot of people are talking at the same time. Because once she starts talking about that, all of her grandkids start saying, you can't say that, blah, blah, blah. But here's the 100-year-old.
No, you're right.
How you hanging?
Let's talk about your birthday real quick.
All right, so the reporter sits down and she says, how's your blank hanging?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the first thing that happens in the interview. What are the chances of that?
Now, I have heard that old people get to a point where they realize they can get away with anything. Everything's cute.
Sure.
If you're old enough, you can say whatever you want. But it's very rare to see a woman throwing this word around as liberally as she is.
So what does it mean to you to make it to 100?
What?
I can't deal with it.
Ma, come on.
Grandma,
you can't
come
do
on.
That. You can't. So we'll talk about the
Mama.
Date later.
Mama.
But
yeah.
Tell him what it means to you to be 100 years old.
Yeah. What it means to me to be 100 years old, I can get 100.
Oh,
Grandma,
you can't put that on the news.
So she's got like 700 family members that are trying to convince her that getting to 100 means I can get a big blank isn't going to make the TV newscast.
Now, let me ask you guys this, and this is, as they say in the courtroom, this causes for a guess on your part. I know you don't know. But is she saying it because she thinks it's hilarious, or is she just the horniest woman in the world and she really does want to get laid?
I think you say it once if you think it's funny.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, she remembers what it was like.
But if you keep saying it, I think she's a horn dog.
She'd like to be, anyway.
This clip starts with all of her kids again just begging her. You raised us well. You taught us morals. Why don't you tell them some of that?
So you want to know about how you feel. You're 100 years old. And, so don't tell them nothing about no...
Tell them about that other stuff. Tell them about the good stuff. The good stuff is the blank.
Tell you, God, you blessed by God, ain't you?
Oh, yeah.
Video.
So now one of her grandsons tries to go the God route. You're blessed by God, right? Yeah, I'm blessed with blank.
I got her saying something good.
Okay.
So we're good. I was trying to get more, but we're good.
That's the reporter saying, look, I know we're going to have to cut all that out, but I did get a couple of answers that I can use.
Oh, my gosh. Now, if this were your mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, would you think it's hilarious or would you be totally embarrassed by this?
If it was my mother, I would be horrified.
If it was your grandmother.
If it was my grandmother, I would be on the ground.
You sure you don't want to give up a little more, Mom? How you feel about us?
I feel better when I get a good...
No!
Definitely.
Hey, she's on a mission. She's 100, yeah. And I ain't telling her nothing. I can't tell her nothing. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
How big is yours?
How big is yours is the final.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
The final statement from the 100 year.
Someone that needs to just do her.
Agreed. Yes, exactly. That reporter is slacking on the job.
Yeah,
I mean,
come
look.
Come on. Give the woman a bone.
She's reached 100. Give her your bone. Can't hear too much Michael Jackson, huh? Who's with me?
Jammo!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
We're going to be looking for your stories of sexting gone wrong. You thought you were taking a sexy time photo and sending it to a significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, crush. And it didn't really just stay private between the two of you. It ended up being everywhere. That happened to Anthony Weiner in the news this week. We want to find out if it happened to you coming up right after the top of the hour.
Excuse me.
Yes? Yes?
No, not Anthony Weiner.
What?
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger. Oh, Carlos Danger. Excuse me. I forgot. It's Carlos Danger.
You're going to be a reporter. You got to get your facts right.
It's a beautiful nickname.
Yes.
Also, comedian actor Rob Hubel on the program today, and the Ace Man joins us as well because it's Thursday. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, boys and girls. Before I get to the Showbiz news, how about some passes to a very special K-Rock screening of a brand new feature film called Two Guns?
Yay!
Or as Lisa taught us yesterday, Dos Pistolas.
Yes.
Right.
Starring Denzel. Already, you're in, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll see what if anything
I,
he's in.
What if I add Mark Wahlberg to the mix?
Love it.
How about Bill Paxton, Edward James Olmos?
Yes, yes.
Story of a DEA agent and undercover naval intelligence officer who have been tasked with investigating each other until they find they've been set up by the mob. And then I'm guessing some mob ass gets kicked.
It's a pretty good guess, I would imagine.
Want to go see it? You can. July the 30th at the Arclight Sherman Oaks. And Two Guns is in theaters on Friday, August the 2nd, so you'll get to see it before anybody else. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First five people through at that number will get a pair of passes to attend our special screening of Two Guns. Speaking of the mob, this is not news, it's just an aside. Are you watching the Ray Donovan over there?
Yes,
Showtime?
I love it.
Yes.
Boy, is that a good show.
I love that show.
That is a good damn-ass show right there.
A lot
there.
Of laughs.
It is hilarious, Lisa. It's a chuckle fest. That's right? What I call it, a chuckle fest.
That guy can't stop grinning.
He's giddy. That Ray Donovan, he just, I feel like saying, tighten up, Ray.
I know.
All just goofing around, singing, tap dancing.
Once in a while, life is serious.
Relax.
And your
brothers are in great shape, too, Ray. I think everyone's very healthy in that family. Dad's a good guy.
Uh-huh.
It's the feel-good hit of the summer. And Biederman, by the way, created that.
Oh, really?
Creator of one of our favorite shows, Southland. So no surprise that it's...
That is a good show.
It's good stuff right there. All right, let's talk about the show business. Matt Lauer says he is done with the Today Show. This according to In Touch magazine. Sources are telling them that he will not return once his contract is up next year. He only makes $25 million.
A year?
Yeah. How can he afford to quit?
Well, I know, Lisa. You think, you know, with that kind of lifestyle, he's going to have to... keep up with that gold-plated dental floss he uses.
Wow.
He says they, again, this is according to sources, he's leaving today's show because he feels they made him take the blame for Ann Curry's firing and the ratings dip, and he doesn't think it's worth it anymore. For $25 million a year, you could blame me for cancer, and I'd be okay with that. You know what? I'll take it on. Yes, you're right. All cancer is my fault. Now can I have my check for $25 million, please?
Yeah.
But I guess he lives in a different world.
I hear you on that, Ralph, but I think that would be an incredibly difficult job, incredibly time-consuming job. Talk about pressure.
Sure. Absolutely.
Let me once again talk about $25 million.
I know. But I think that would feel like a great burden lifted off of you if you weren't responsible for 3 hours of network television every morning.
Okay, but once again, $25 million!
But here's the thing. You're talking about $25 million based on what you make. He's been making that for, what, 10 years?
I'll bet he's banked a little of it.
So he's got nothing but dough. Yeah.
Do you ever get too rich that $25 million
a year
doesn't mean anything to you?
I can't imagine.
If that is your life, then you need to be snuffed.
But he could
once you lose perspective of $25 million a year, you're no longer part of the human race. You've checked out. You've become another breed.
But couldn't he live comfortably on what he already has to make? That's what we're saying.
But you know what he makes per year?
What?
$25 million!
That does seem like a lot to turn your back on willingly.
That's a lot of stress, 3 hours a day to make $25 million. Oh, damn you to hell.
And I also wonder if being number two just is, feels terrible for him, everybody, to get up there and not be, you know, the darling of the morning television.
Wonder what
make
you feel better about being number two.
Let's stop asking him.
$25 million! I could be number 102.
Yeah, they
well, you
be
are.
You
congratulations.
That.
Great. Then pay me my $25 million.
You wouldn't be getting that much if you were number 102.
Madness.
Yeah, that's...
Everything you people said is madness compared to the $25 million.
It's hard to believe.
All right, let's move on. So speaking of television, Jason Sudeikis has confirmed he will not be returning to Saturday Night Live this fall. Told David Letterman last night he was tossing in the towel after 10 seasons, two of them as a writer. I'm definitely done, he said. Well, to make his wife, Olivia Wilde, very happy, I guess. They'll be spending more time together boning.
Guess that'd be all right.
I guess that'd be all right. Fred Armisen, Bill Hader, and then Seth Meyers about halfway through next season will be leaving the show as well. So they got their work cut out for them.
That's one show that has had to replace star after star after star.
That's how it works.
Somehow figures out a way to do it.
They know it. Peter Falk is getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning at 11:30, which is kind of sad since he passed away earlier this year. It would have been nice if he had been present for that event. He's getting a posthumous star. Ed Begley Jr. and Paul Reiser will be speaking on his behalf at the ceremony. Representing the family, his longtime friend Joe Mantegna will be accepting the honors.
Now, many of our listeners have never seen Columbo, the role that made him famous, Ralph. Do you think that's a show that holds up? If people looked at today, they would still enjoy, or is it a place in time?
I'm sorry. Let me just ask you one more question. You really think people don't know who Columbo is?
I do.
I've never seen an episode of Columbo.
You've now? What? The what?
Never watched it.
It's a great TV series.
I loved
still,
it.
Still holds up.
That's what I was curious about.
I
think
believe
it does.
So.
Because, you see, he's a little scatterbrained, this guy.
That sounds like an annoying voice.
But he solves the crimes, you see.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I ask you one more question before I go?
It's hilarious and interesting and well-written and well-acted. It's always entertaining.
And, of course, The Princess Bride. You got to love him for that for life, right?
I don't have to tell you any more of the story if it's bothering you.
No, Grandpa. I have to know what happened.
Great film. And, yes, finally, good news. I bring you nothing but good news this morning.
All right.
Another Rocky movie in the works.
Woo!
Are
another
you
Rocky movie.
Kidding?
Getting more Rocky. Deadline.com says Ryan Coogler, the director of the critically acclaimed Fruitvale Station. We were just looking at the trailer for that yesterday, remember?
Looks good.
He has written a script in which, for the next film in the series, which will be about Apollo Creed's grandson, who decides to take up a career in the ring against his family's wishes. You know, his father, of course, was killed in the ring. Or his grandfather was killed in the ring.
Spoiler alert.
Apollo Creed killed in the ring.
Right.
By Drago.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
And he needs a mentor to help him, to guide him in the ring. Who could Apollo Creed's grandson pick? Who could it be?
Who would be close to the family that also knows something about boxing?
Could it be Columbo?
Could it be? No.
Let me ask you one more question before you get in the ring.
100-year-old Sylvester Stallone?
Rocky Balboa will guide Apollo Creed's grandson into the boxing world. Boy, I hope he wins.
Well, you're a rude guy. I'm trying very hard, and you're being rude. That's bad manners.
Just saying.
And the talk is that the star of Fruitvale Station, Michael B. Jordan, is the guy who would play Apollo Creed's grandson, right?
That's right. Absolutely right. So
there might
you
be good.
Go. No.
Really? I mean, come on.
How can you go to that well again?
Seriously.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Thurston Moore. He, of course, was shipwrecked with Gilligan and the captain all those years ago.
You're confused.
Lovey. Captain, when are we getting off this ship?
That's Thurston Howell III.
What?
Different Thurston. Not the same guy as the Sonic Youth dude.
Oh, that's right. Guitarist for Sonic Youth, Thurston Moore, is 55 years old today. Actress Ileana Douglas is 48. Actor Matt LeBlanc. He used to be on a show called Friends. Now he's on a show that Lisa watches.
Episodes. Really good.
Lisa has a whole list of shows that...
She's got a whole network in her head.
She does.
Oh, and then there's another show called Fruity Delicious Juice Hour. That stars Meryl Streep and
Carrot Top.
Would you like to
show
see
recipes? Like,
video
what's going on in her head?
Lisa at home on her couch with no TV on, just laughing
just
and enjoying
all these different shows. Sally Field has some sons, and they all cut down trees.
I only put people in that I love.
I can't figure out how she got Rachel Bilson to play away with that, play along with that made up Hearts of Dixie the other day. Remember?
There's another doctor called Dr. Emily Owens, and she fixes people. And she's young.
Lisa Insanity Network. L-I-N. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know what I love? You know what I love more than anything in the whole world?
Hot Topic?
Hot Topic, yes, Kevin. Yes. You're absolutely right. And Southern California Hot Topic locations are helping us out distributing the brand new K-Rock sticker. It is beautiful. And you put it on the back of your car and then fill out the back and send it in. Or go online at krock.com and sign up to win a private performance with Linkin Park for you and 10 friends. Now, the stickers are available at all Hot Topic locations, the Linkin Park prize and the $500 Hot Top gift card. You're eligible whatever location you go to. But if you want a little extra something-something, I may recommend the Hot Topic for you in Rancho Cucamonga today at the Victoria Gardens beer mug. That sounds like a job for you.
Yes, but let me correct you. It's tomorrow we're going to be in Rancho Cucamonga, Bean.
I apologize.
It's
Thank
okay.
you for that.
With,
so tomorrow from 1 till 3.
Yes, and we have Epicenter tickets, Rancid, X Games passes, and tons of stuff. So come down.
So you remember a second ago when Bean said he was going to hit your Hot Topic thing here and the sticker thing here?
Yeah.
And I said you need to be familiar with all that's going on?
Yep.
That would have been a good time to say, hey, Bean, I'm not going to be there today. It's tomorrow.
Well, I thought he wanted to promote it for tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right,
well, beer mug tomorrow at Rancho Cucamonga Victoria Gardens. If you want to check it out and get extra free stuff, you can go to any Hot Topic to pick up the sticker and register for the Linkin Park show. So pretty good deal.
It is impossible to keep track of the politicians that seem to be getting in sex trouble.
Well, you know, they're very popular.
However,
they get a lot of offers.
However, the one person that's not tough to keep track of is Anthony Weiner, and that's because of his name.
Let me ask you this question, you guys. Is there something about the personality of a person who goes into politics that matches up with the type of person who needs all this adoration from people across the country online?
I would think, with some exceptions, that's a pretty good general. I mean, really, yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes. But this guy, man, oh, man, he lost his – was he in the Senate? The House of Representatives?
Yeah, he was a congressman, and he had to resign over a sexting scandal back in 2011. And his poor, long-suffering wife, who stood beside him, they apparently patched up, worked it out, and then he waited a respectable amount of time. And then he said, hey, wait a minute. I still want to be in politics. I'm going to run for mayor of New York City because all that sexting nonsense is behind me. And he started doing that, and people sort of forgave him. And he was leading in the polls. And then what happened?
And he said, hey, wait a minute, I like that sexting thing, too. So he started sexting a 22-year-old Indiana woman. Yes, including sending pictures of his junk. Here's the funny part. He had a nickname, or a username.
Pseudonym.
A pseudonym, thank you. Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
My name is Carlos Danger.
Oh, jeez, what a
I mean, he had to know that was funny, right?
I don't think he knows anything.
Because
based on
it
all
was
this.
Funny?
It's an idiot.
He did Lisa, say.
Would that be a deal breaker for you otherwise if you liked everything else about the guy if he insisted on being known as Carlos Danger?
Yes, it would.
No matter what else.
Boy, is he proud of himself. He just loves to take pictures of himself and send it to women.
He loves his own junk.
He really does.
Yeah.
And by the way, and we want to take your phone calls if you've had sexting gone wrong. You thought it was a private exchange between you and your significant other, or you and a crush, or you and somebody you're just online flirting with, and it ended up getting out, and the wrong people found out about it or heard about it or saw it. We want to hear from you. Please tell us your stories at 1-800-520-1067. That's our toll-free number. But let me ask you this, Lisa, to that point.
Okay.
How much do chicks want to see penis photos? Because my understanding is that's not what the girl is in it for on a sexting relationship. They like the sexy talk.
Sure.
But not the penis photos in general, right?
We do not like those photos. Well, I think we've spoken out pretty loudly about that.
Lisa does. And if you'd like to send her yours, she does
I
not have
a
enough.
Backlog, to be honest.
There is story, though. I mean, he did write, so I walk into a hotel room and you're at the end of the bed naked. And then it goes on a lot of stuff I can't say.
I wonder if the reason he sends so many penis photos, and apparently there are dozens of them, is that he got such a huge charge of taking a picture of his junk and sending it. I mean, that was the thrill for him, whether she was interested in seeing
him
or not.
He didn't care if she liked it, you mean?
It was for him, I wonder. That's what it seems like to me, maybe.
Oh, I think that's true. I think he's very tone deaf about what the women want. I mean, this is clearly what he does to get off.
Right, but what's bizarre is this ruined his career once.
I know.
And so now he's making a super hard-to-imagine comeback and is leading, and then it happens again.
Right.
That's crazy.
He's too dumb to be in politics, and that's not something I say lightly.
That is a level of dumb that most people don't reach.
Yes.
And his wife is standing by him again.
For the moment. What? There's no way she's going to be there.
That's
in
2 years. Everybody
said
the first time, but she's still there.
Yeah, but he's a repeat offender. There's just, I mean.
She walked up to the podium. This was, I don't know, this week. And said, it took a lot of work and a whole lot of therapy to get to a place where I could forgive Anthony. I mean, Carlos. She didn't say that. I just added that. I love him. I've forgiven him. I believe in him.
And now I got to do it all again.
Based on what?
Well, he's losing a lot of support. Newspapers, including the New York Times, are coming out and saying, look, this guy is not of the caliber of the person we want to be the mayor of New York City. He should withdraw. Anthony Weiner says he is not going to, says he's going to stick with it. He says, look, that's a flaw in my personality. I admit to it. I told you it happened, but I'm done with it now. No, this time I really mean it. And now I'm just working hard for the people of New York City.
But nobody believes him.
He did say at the beginning of his run for mayor that there may be more that comes out.
But I assumed he meant from the first go around.
Well, he's being real vague about that. He says some of it was from before the first time. And I'm not they asked him about Carlos Danger. And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, he's totally trying to sidestep what's going on now.
Oh, my God. He's too distracted to run a city.
Right. Just Chase Poon.
Yeah, he's got that phone in his pants all the time.
That's it.
That's not a phone.
And by the way, that's the only good thing that I would admit to is Carlos Danger. That's strong.
Look, Anthony Weiner thought he was having a private conversation. He thought he had a gullible little 22-year-old who was so starstruck by his, you know, his celebrity that she was going to keep it to herself. That's not how it ended up working out for him. I mean, he was begging to be discovered as such a high-profile person making this kind of mistake. How could it not come
out? But let me ask you this question. Don't you think he got away with it 20 other times with other
absolutely.
Girls
yeah.
who didn't turn him in or whatever?
I do. But the reason I say all that is that's his story because he's in the public eye and he should have known it was going to be discovered. I'm interested to hear from our listeners who aren't famous, who had no reason to suspect that their private photos or text messages or you know, sexy time talk were going to get out. And somehow they still did. What's that like? I mean, it has to feel like the most embarrassing thing in the world at the time.
It could just be that you've got a significant other and you're doing this with someone else and then they discover it too.
There's a real
that happens
There's
all
a,
the time.
A real problem with this in like high school too, like super young kids start sexting and then somebody they break up or whatever and it just gets to all around the school and everybody's seeing it and you go, sure didn't send that to everybody in the school. Sure didn't want everybody to see that.
Yep.
So, all right, let's take one call real quick before the break, and then we'll come back with everybody else at 1-800-520-1067. Sexting gone wrong. That's what we're talking about here this morning on The Kevin and Bean Show. Renee, you get us started on line one. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you.
So what happened?
So my boyfriend and I had a hotel room with some friends that were in the room next door, and we're goofing around because he takes a picture of his.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then he sends it to his friend for a joke because they have this ongoing joke, but he accidentally sent it to my 21-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
The name Megan and Mike look a lot closer in his phone than he thought.
Oh, that's funny.
So you're telling me that
go ahead, B.
You were dating or are dating a guy who has a joke where he sends pictures of his penis to another male friend just to crack each other up?
Pretty much.
Well, that sounds like Psycho Mike.
Red light.
No.
Warning.
And he accidentally said it to your daughter. So how quickly did you hear from her and what was her reaction?
So she texts me with a big question mark.
like, should I follow up on this, Mom?
And it's one of those.
Wow.
wrong age.
Hey, sorry about that whole.
She never really knew it was him, you know. So hopefully.
Oh, she never knew it was him.
No.
Best case scenario.
We just kept it. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Well, you skated until today, until this phone conversation. Now she knows. All right. Thank you very much for the call, Renee. Where did your photos and sexy talk go wrong? How did it get out? Who found out about it that wasn't supposed to? We want to hear your stories. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl's not going to be happy until he's played with every musician on the planet, right?
That's why he rules. He just shows up anywhere with every single band.
Yeah.
He played with Rush recently. Earlier this year, Kevin, you saw him a couple weeks ago drumming for Sha Na Na at a Grease sing along. Friday night, he came out with Paul McCartney at the concert that McCartney was having and played seven Beatles songs with Paul McCartney. I mean, it's just insane. And of course, he's welcome everywhere because he's an awesome musician and a great guy. But it's just hilarious. Whoever he wants to play with, he just jumps up on stage and plays with.
Would you like to hear his phone calls?
Yes.
That would be amazing.
Hang on, honey. It's Paul McCartney. Yes.
Right, exactly.
Sure, I can play with you. Yeah.
Right now here at the Kevin and Bean Show, we're talking about sexting gone wrong in tribute to Carlos Danger, perhaps the next mayor of New York City, Anthony Weiner. He sent out some photos that he thought were going to be private. Turned out they're all over the national news. Here's one from Facebook before we go back to your calls. Gonzalo writes in, I sent my friend, who is a girl, a picture of my penis by accident because her name and my wife's name both start with the same letter. So, of course, they're next to each other in my phone. It was very embarrassing. I only noticed after I double-checked my phone because I did not hear back from my wife.
Oh, no.
Realized he'd sent it to the wrong person. Let's go to Sandy. Let's get us started here on line 3 at 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Sandy. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How are you?
She sounds depressed. To
you. Better than you.
What happened?
What happened?
So I borrowed my dad's phone because I lost mine, and I took some naked pictures of myself in the bathtub.
Good.
Uh-huh. And I never deleted them, and gave him back his phone, and he let his new wife have his phone, and she found the picture.
So what's going through her
mind is, why do you have naked photos of your daughter on your phone?
Well, no, the worst part is I didn't show my face.
Oh, so she didn't know it was you.
They didn't know it was me. Well, he did because obviously I used his phone.
Oh.
But he got in so much trouble, and it was so embarrassing.
Did you ever come to your dad's rescue?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I did.
What were you planning on doing with the photos of you in the tub? Did you have a significant other you were going to? They were sent. Okay, but then you just didn't delete them off your dad's phone.
Exactly.
Wow.
And how do you ever get over with the fact that your father has seen a grown-ass woman naked? How do you ever get over that?
I don't think I'm good at it.
Sorry, Dad.
That's
like
awesome.
The perfect place to let it off my chest, I think.
I guess so.
Thank you, Sandy. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to Dave. Dave's on line one. He's up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Lisa May.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
So what happened?
On my phone at the time, I had a girlfriend. I believe her my wife, and I had my mom's number the same way as the first previous person.
I'm sorry. I'm already lost. You had a girlfriend that is now your wife?
No. At the time, I thought she was going to be, so I put her on my phone as my wife.
So, oh, I see.
On my phone, it said my wife, my mom. So I was such in a hurry because I had sent a video of me pleasuring myself.
A video? To your mom.
Oh, yeah. No.
Dude. By the way, let me just ask you a question. Why do you need my girlfriend, my mom? Don't you only have one of each? Can't you just do wife and mom?
Yeah, you know what? Now I do.
So you sent the video to the wrong person.
Yeah, I sent it to my mother.
The wrong person.
That's horrible. That's a horrible thing.
Awkward breakfast, put it that way.
Did she call you back and say, nice work?
I did a good job.
Oh, no. Thank you, Dave, for the call. Cecilia writes in on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, I accidentally texted my ex-husband instead of my boyfriend. His new wife was none too happy when she read what I had written. It was a legitimate mistake, but it almost ended up in World War III.
But yeah. In that case, it's way better to ruin your ex-husband's life, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Than it is your own with your mom.
True.
Absolutely. Let's take Matt real quick. He's on line five. Matt, thank you for calling on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? You know, so back in like 07-ish, I was dating my woman who's my wife now, right?
Yep.
So she's from Europe, so she went back home for a few months. And we were kind of planning to get married, nothing solid at the time. But she was gone for like 6 months, so we were talking on Skype. It got real hot and heavy, you know, I was sending pictures, she was sending pictures of herself.
Skype, strong.
Yeah, so, you know, everything's good, but what she didn't know, what I didn't know, is that her mom sometimes used her Skype account.
Oh, no.
So later on, she told me later, she said, well, my mom used my computer, and she's not talking to me, but it was just awkward. She didn't do anything, and eventually we got married.
It was fine after all was said and done.
Mother-in-law has actually stayed with us a couple of times, and the first time we actually met, it was incredibly awkward.
Sure.
But at the same time, I mean, it was chill.
She gave you a big thumbs up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, does she say, anybody wants some potatoes? And wink, wink.
She had seen your penis more than she'd seen your face at that point. All right, Matt, good job, son. Thanks for the call.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:39.
The hilarious Rob Hubel joins us in studio next half hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. He, of course, one of the stars of Children's Hospital. He's also in that new Axe Cop debuting this weekend, the new film Hell Baby. One of the funniest guys on Twitter, too. Although he needs to attend to the bleeding from his mouth. I don't know what's going on with that. Anyway, Rob's coming up. Also, Adam Carolla and Hugh Jackman later on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
You know how we're doing our sticker campaign where you and 10 friends can get a performance from Linkin Park at your house?
Yes.
Yes. Go to Hot Topic, pick up the sticker, fill out the back. Sure.
Tadoff Swindler.
How dare you, Taylor Swift,
was doing the exact same thing with Boston's Kiss FM, and a dude won, and she refused to do it. She said, I'm not going to go to that guy's house.
That's not true, by the way. The radio station canceled the promotion because they felt that this guy had won because the internet thought it would be hilarious if he did.
It can't be Taylor.
I'm just giving you the facts of the story. It is hilarious that the internet loves to screw with Taylor Swift contests.
Of course.
Remember when she was going to do a free concert at your school and the message boards all got together and decided to vote that so she'd have to go to a school for the deaf? Remember that?
That was funny, yeah.
Well, they decided to do the same thing. This guy posted, he said, hey, I have a friend who's a creepy 39-year-old man who just wants to screw with Taylor Swift's fans, who are mostly little girls, just break their hearts, because if he wins this contest, he basically just wants to perv on her. He just wants to go in there and smell her hair.
Yeah, he went so far as to say he wants to sniff Taylor Swift's hair.
Oh, God.
Right. So the internet thought that would be hilarious if he won. So sure enough, he did win. And that's when the radio station said, not so much with creepy 39-year-old guy meeting Taylor Swift.
We have Taylor on the phone.
Oh, do we? Oh, I'm so excited.
Some clarification. Hi, Taylor.
Oh, my God. I can't believe y'all calling me. Oh, my God.
Well, you shouldn't be surprised, Taylor. We have this set up with your people. You knew we were going to be on the phone.
I have people.
You do have people, yes.
I have people. Oh, my God. I can't believe I have
time. Why are you so surprised by everything that happens in the world?
I can't believe you asked me that question. I did not expect that question to ask.
I do feel like every morning Taylor wakes up and the first thing she thinks is, oh, my God, I'm awake.
Yeah. Now, Taylor, this got canceled because it was a pervy old man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, did you hear the details?
I can't believe this guy wanted to smell my hair.
That's a little weird, right?
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
He is, he's 39 years old, and it doesn't sound like he's actually a fan of yours at all. It just sounds like he's maybe a sexual predator, and he's looking for the opportunity to just get close enough to touch you.
He's creepy.
Do you know anything else about this guy?
Yeah, he lives on an island.
Uh-huh.
And he lives in a pink house. That's so creepy.
Okay. Oh, hold on a second. What's
funny,
happening
that's
here?
That's where Bean lives.
He's got a giant clown head on his house.
That's Bean, you
wait
have
a second.
That.
Oh, God, it's so creepy. I can't believe it.
What's happening here? How did this turn into something to do with me? Come on,
Taylor.
Smell
my hair.
Bean, you want to smell her hair?
And he wanted to get haircuts in all 50 states.
Well, that's the craziest thing we've heard so far. Taylor.
And he's owned like sheep and donkeys and things. It's so creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And he loves the post office.
Oh, you dodged a bullet with this one.
And he loves 7-Eleven.
He loves what?
Okay.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, yeah.
Oh, my God. He goes to IHOP once a week, every day of the week.
That's true.
Well, oh really, God, just Thursdays, but...
That's so creepy. He took the day out of the week. You go to IHOP.
Okay. This isn't about me, though. This is really about the fan that was just trying to screw with you. That's
and
all.
And giant round glasses that make him look like a creepy crazy.
I don't know why this is
oh
all
God,
about
he's
me.
Oh, my God. So creepy.
Oh, Tim. No, come on. I don't want to make Taylor sick.
Oh, you should think about that before you get creepy.
Oh, this is just sad.
It's okay, Brad.
Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday morning. Kevin and Bean Show, what's going on?
Sure, I'm here now.
What does that mean?
But Friday at 10 p.m., I'm going to be in Hollywood at the Improv doing my little comedy show with my buddy Kevin Smith. Hollywood Babylon, 10 o'clock Friday night at the Improv on Melrose in Hollywood, California. And then at the New Beverly on Beverly Boulevard, Saturday night, we'll be there with the new Jay and Silent Bob super groovy cartoon movie. And we'll do a Q&A after that with Jay Muse. So, big weekend. A lot of time out there in the world this weekend.
Saw Jay Muse at Comic-Con wandering the floor.
Oh, Muse loves his Comic-Con.
He kept trying to just plow his way through, but everybody wanted a picture with him. So
for those guys, for both Kevin and Jay when they were at Comic-Con, it's like the Pope trying to walk through the Vatican courtyard.
They can't get anywhere.
To go look at some toys.
That's not bad for them.
They wouldn't do that. There's no toys in the Vatican courtyard. Yeah. But you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Seth Green told us that funny story, I think, off the air when we saw him at Comic-Con about how he's tried to be on the floor in costume before where people wouldn't know where he is, but everybody recognizes his voice.
Oh, hey, you're Seth Green. Seth also mentioned he was once the final item on someone's list of a Comic-Con scavenger hunt. And he was very insulted by that. He's like, I'm a person. I'm not a thing. Can't define me.
You're both Seth.
Smith doesn't even try anymore to do the floor. He just
gave up.
He gave up. It's just too hard for those guys. All right, let's talk about Amanda Bynes, shall we?
Speaking of Comic-Con, let me just give a quick tease. In the next hour, we're going to feature the video of Psycho Mike dressed up as Supergirl.
Yeah, he's a good-looking Supergirl.
Man, does he annoy people at Comic-Con. Woo! My God, does he... He has balls.
You can
balls.
Just stop the first half of that sentence.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Man, does he annoy people.
Yeah.
And then you can just fill in the
We're going to talk to him in a half hour about that.
Amanda Bynes. Kevin, she may have cracked the code.
What code?
The code what you should pull next time you do one of your fiery stunts.
Where she set a fire and she's cracked the code now?
She set a fire. You know,
what's her excuse?
She could have been brought up on... arson, trespass, any number of criminal offenses in connection with Monday's bizarre fire setting.
It wasn't her house, if that matters.
Sure. She didn't know the woman inside when she set the fire in her driveway. She was facing many different possible criminal offenses, but TMZ is reporting this morning that prosecutors will not charge her with any of those defenses.
Awesome.
What does it take to get charged?
Well, here's the beauty. She got the 5150.
Oh,
she says
I was out of my mind.
So her people can say, look, she might have a mental illness. We have to investigate that. She's not a criminal. She needs help.
Bitchin'.
And so prosecutors know they already got a weak-ass case if that's the situation. And so they're just not going to bother charging her with any of those charges.
Can I
claim
so insanity?
The thing. Next time you set fire to Malibu with one of your skyrockets... With one of your bombs there that you set
I have
off.
No idea what you're talking
when
about.
When the sheriff show up, you just go, rye bread robots. Hey,
you just start, I have to shout rye bread?
Yes, you just sound like a crazy person, and they'll put you in the hole for 72 hours, but when you get out, scot-free, baby.
Bitchin'.
And, you know, we'll have your wife get a conservatorship over your money. Like, she already has
she already
that.
Has that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's the perfect crime. You can set a fire now at somebody's house, and then you just skate. I doused my dog with gasoline. Ooh, Amanda.com. Oh.
Dousing your dog with gasoline. That doesn't work.
Formica airplanes. banana syringe. Just start talking nonsense. And they put you in a hospital, and next thing you know, no criminal.
Let's be honest. Who talks nonsense unintentionally more than me?
Right, again.
I'm with you.
This is tailor-made. You guys should team up and be like super villains.
Not sure.
You and Amanda Bynes.
Team up with her.
I think you do. My buddy Chris Harrison in the news did an interview in Touch magazine regarding his hit TV series, The Bachelorette.
I'm not familiar with that show.
Oh, did you see the Men Tell All?
No.
Boy, that was a good ep.
Ep?
Ep.
He was asked if he had a gun to his head, which one of the former bachelorettes, the past bachelorettes, he would choose to date.
All right.
Chris responded, I would say pull the trigger.
Wait, is he claiming that there are no quality women that have been the bachelorette over the years?
I think familiarity breeds contempt. And I think Chris has seen them perhaps in their worst as well as their best and would not choose to date any of those ladies. Now, this isn't bone. This is date.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Date means you got to listen to them.
Right.
So I think that might be the drawback.
Would he have sex with any of them? Different question.
Sure. Absolutely. And since we're talking about relationship shows and celebrities, Eva Longoria, she was the producer of that show, Ready for Love. Remember that?
Nope.
Ready for Love was a daring new TV concept where several men would compete for the affections of a woman.
That's the Bachelorette.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this was that.
Oh, so it was a ripoff,
basically.
Okay.
Eva Longoria was the producer of that show, and there was a guy on the show named Ernesto Arguello, who initially picked smoking hot model former Miss USA Shandy Finnessy.
All right.
On that show. Shandy, by the way, was my co-star in Sharktopus. She played the engineer
on the boat.
To my Captain Jack. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's who they ended up with on the show. Ernesto, however, is no longer dating Shandy because now he's dating Eva Longoria, producer of the show.
What?
So basically, Eva Longoria just put on a show so she could find dudes to bone. That's what I'm guessing.
I like it.
Smart move, Eva.
And she made sure they didn't play basketball before she started dating.
That's right. Yes. No more basketball.
Or football, whatever her problem was. I don't remember.
It was basketball.
It was basketball. Yeah. Yes.
And it wasn't a problem, I don't believe. It
football
was
Kim Kardashian.
Profession of her.
No, but didn't they got a divorce? They got a divorce, though, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That was the problem.
Okay. You sounded like such a chick in that moment. It wasn't basketball or football or whatever those
Look, here's what happens.
What those things. Men do.
Oh, here's my goodness. What happens. Whatever they do with those balls that they do. Where's my apple teeny?
We throw out a lot of facts off the top of our head that are often wrong. And as I said basketball, it sounded right to me. But then I second-guessed myself and thought, oh, wait, maybe she was dating a football player. Maybe I got that wrong. So that's why I tried to cover myself and
what
just made it.
What we're saying is you sounded like a giant queen. That's what we're saying.
Today's celebrity birthday is July the 25th is the date. Thurston Moore III from Gilligan's Island is from Sonic Youth.
Nope.
He was in Sonic Youth. He was a millionaire on a three-hour tour.
And he's not the third.
55 years old today. Actress Ileana Douglas is 48 years old. Actor Matt LeBlanc, you know him as Joey from Friends. And, of course, the smash hit spinoff series Joey. He now can be seen as Matt LeBlanc on episodes. 46 years old today. Actor James Lafferty, he is 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Comedian actor Rob Hubel joins us in studio in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin Amici Show. Hugh Jackman next hour. Also Adam Carolla. Kevin, did you have to go all the way to San Diego to find out that Mike Catherwood was annoying?
No, but it's a fun place to showcase it.
I mean, we already knew that before you put him in the Supergirl outfit and let him loose on Comic-Con, right?
Here's the thing about Psycho Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Mike's the nicest guy in the world.
Yes.
He is.
He really is the nicest guy in the world.
Genuinely.
Whatever his public persona is, and that's terrible, let's be honest. He's the nicest guy in the world. So when you dress him up as Supergirl at Comic-Con and he runs around, what comes to his mind is the same thing that comes to my mind, which is inappropriate equals funny.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to be the least appropriate that you can possibly be. So he would run up to those preachers on the street and try and high-five them. You know, and they wouldn't, of course, because they don't want to have anything to do with this dude dressed like a chick.
Yeah, a guy running around a little short skirt is kind of contrary to their message of, you know, of no deviance from the Lord.
Right. And those people are everywhere, by the way, but we'll get to them in a second. So Psycho Mike dresses up like Supergirl. And we go out.
What'd you think of the outfit, Mike?
I was actually really happy with it. I was upset, though, that a female medium was so big. I feel like it says something about the direction American women are going.
But you look pretty damn good.
You did look kind of sexy in it. And by the way, I was a little bit surprised because, you know, Mike has body issues. I was a little bit surprised that he was willing to show off a little bit of his stomach.
No, if it's for comedy, Mike will do anything.
Yeah.
In real life, he wouldn't.
Yeah, if that was – like if you guys wanted to do a KRock.com photo shoot of like me shirtless, I would never do it. But if you wanted to dress me like a woman – and have me bust balls, then I'm ready to go. I mean, I didn't even think twice.
So he puts on, by the way, I'll give you a perfect example. When we were done, we were heading a different way than Mike, who was going back to his hotel. And he said, do I have to go back to the hotel by myself? And we were like, yeah, you just ran around all of Comic-Con in this costume. You can't walk over the bridge to your hotel. But that was horrifying to him because it wasn't for comedy anymore.
Right. Now he's just himself.
So,
now he's just a weirdo in a Supergirl outfit.
So you can see this video, and I would advise that you do. It's funny as hell. At krock.com, kevinandb.com, Mike is Supergirl. The first clip that we have of audio is there was a woman there who had long dreadlocks and this weird-looking hat. And I didn't know what she was dressed as, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And neither did Mike. So Mike went up and asked her if he could get an interview and found out quickly that she was not wearing a costume. She was there for something else.
Water, $1.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you mind if I do an interview real quick?
No, I'm not in costume. I'm selling water for $1.
Water for $1?
Yes. Bring me some customers. Cold water!
All right. Now, at this point, I just have to describe what's happening. This poor woman is trying to sell water, and Mike is trying to help with the cold water. But with everything Mike says, he gets closer to the woman's ear. So by the end of it, he's yelling cold water 4 inches from her ear just to be super annoying.
Cold water! $1! Cold water! $1!
A little closer.
Cold water!
Right in her ear.
$1!
Why did you not get hit with what you were doing down there at Comic-Con, Michael?
I don't know. Bean, I wish I had a good explanation. And it's just a testament to like how much fun people are having at Comic-Con, I guess. But
yeah, it's not the same crowd down there. It is a weird, weird dynamic. It's not the same as if you were
doing
this
aggression
at a concert or someplace else. There's no judgment. There's no aggression. It is the hugest group of people that are so happy to be there. Nothing could ruin their time.
Yeah.
And it's a real testament to the people who go down there that we used to make fun of all the time and still do sometimes. They're the best people on the planet.
Yeah, it's really actually, it's a lot of fun to be around so many adults that are just, they're not jaded. They're not, you know, they're not kind of judging anybody else.
Right.
They're just enthusiastic to have fun, and they're all there for like a common purpose. I don't read comic books. I don't know anything about comic book culture, but I just love going down there to be around that kind of energy. And thankfully, I didn't get punched in the face.
Now, the one person that was there in mass was the preacher guy that's holding the sign. And I'm a little annoyed by these guys.
Yeah, look, there's nothing wrong with religion, and if you're into it and it makes you feel better about yourself, that's great.
I don't know about Mike. I believe in God, but I think these guys that go out there with their signs that say you are all going to hell, my first question is, how do you know that half of these people aren't Christians? Or how do you know that everybody there is going to hell?
Right. I just don't think it's right to go there with a loudspeaker and a big 15-foot cross and tell everybody there that worshiping false idols in their comic books is going to send them to hell. You know, it was kind of, it just seemed like an abrasive thing to do.
So Mike, and you have to see, goes up to a preacher. All I'm going to play is audio of the preacher, but Mike is in his Supergirl outfit gyrating and dancing and fake humping this preacher as he's getting the word out.
The Messiah, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. He rose from the dead, triumphant over death, hell, and the grave.
Now you can hear some people in the background laughing, and then I actually heard somebody say as they broke into laughter, it's Psycho Mike. And then another guy goes, I knew it. And then I also heard a man who was standing next to us just before Mike went up and fake humped the preacher, and the man had two little kids.
And
I don't think Mike would have done it if he'd seen the kids.
Oh, Mike.
Am I right, Mike?
Yeah, you're probably right.
You wouldn't have done it if you'd seen the kids. So the kids are standing there and they're watching the preacher, and then as Mike runs up and starts fake humping the preacher, this is what happens. So you were humping the preacher.
I was.
And a man next to me with a little kid said, that's a very bad man.
I don't want to be a bad man.
Very bad man. Very took his kids.
You, You practically got that preacher pregnant, Mike. You were really going to town on that dude's butt.
I don't know if I've ever developed that much pelvic power in my life.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Thank you.
It was impressive.
And a little bit, I got to be honest, with the skirt, a little bit sexy.
Thanks. That means a lot to me.
Dad not happy, though. Not happy. Took his kids, walked right away.
And I watched the video yesterday, and the thing that I took away from it was that if I shaved my legs, I'd have, like, pretty good female legs.
You'd be a pretty good girl.
Yeah. I'd be a serviceable.
Psycho Mike is Supergirl at Comic-Con. It's up at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. You can click on it and enjoy Mike being bad and funny. Thank you, Mike.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Bye now. Hey, kids. Great news. Children's Hospital premiere season 5 happens tonight on Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network. We couldn't be more excited to welcome Rob Hubel to the Kevin Bean Show here on KROQ.
Hey, Rob. Thank you for having me.
Rob is one of our heroes, I think.
Good morning.
Here's the thing about the Children's Hospital, too, is it's coming back for, is it season 5?
Season 5.
You could catch up on all 4 seasons tonight.
You can watch the whole, our whole backstory in about 3 minutes. It's a very short show. It's not a long show.
It's literally about 11 minutes per episode, which is awesome.
And you don't need to know what's been going
on. Not really.
They're not connected. It's not confusing. You can jump right in.
This is not Lost, is what we're saying.
It's the opposite of Lost.
Well, we were lucky enough to get a chance to see the episode that airs tonight, the season premiere. And you guys are mixing it up now. I mean, it is completely different this year because you're leaving the hospital. Now, for the whole season, will you be gone in, quote-unquote, in Japan?
That's right. We are in, quote-unquote, Japan, which means that we did not shoot anything in Japan. But it looks like Japan, doesn't it?
Sure.
We wanted to mix it up and do something totally different. So we're in Japan this whole season. And this whole season is nuts. Like, there's...
The first 4 weren't?
Yeah. But this is like, there's not even a hospital. Like, we're barely even doctors. It doesn't need to be called Children's Hospital anymore. Like, we could just call it whatever we wanted at this point.
Well, there's something shocking going on in the basement of Children's Hospital that we didn't know about until tonight's premiere, which is just going to kind of blow your mind. That's for sure.
We screened that at Comic-Con, and I sat in the middle of the crowd. I went out and sat with the crowd to watch it because it's so fun to see their reaction and to, like, feel their laughter and stuff. And it was really cool. It's so fun to, like, see how people actually watch the show. And, it's encouraging.
Well, the fact that you're on it, Cordry's on it, Megha Mullally, Aaron Hayes, Ken Marino, Henry Winkler, of course, Lake Bell, Malin Ackerman. I mean, it's an unbelievable cast. And every year I'm shocked that you guys come back. Like, I'm just amazed that it hasn't just busted up just because you're all too busy.
Well, the only way that we can get people is we pay people in Chicken McNuggets, which everyone loves McNuggets. And the only way we can do it is...
That's not a joke, though. Pretty much everybody does it.
Yeah, no one makes any money. Right. Like, that's the... people watch a lot of, TV and they're like, oh, those people... we don't make... Adult Swim? Give me a break. We don't make money. But we shoot the show over Christmas break. So that's the only time when that group of people is around, when they're not super busy. So we crank it out over December and January. And we shoot it super fast. Like, we shoot an episode in 2 days. That's all we have to do an episode. So it's super fast. And
I'm saying something, too, that people would give up one of the breaks they have.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's one of those things where that's one of those rare projects where it's the most fun thing I do all year. It's so fun to see all those people. Like, if you told me when I was little that I would be friends with Henry Winkler, give me a break.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right?
He's the nicest dude in the world. And it's just so fun to go and hang out with those people because it's just like all we're doing all day long is just goofing around.
It's cracking each other up.
Yeah, it's like it's annoying. Like, the people that direct the show now are like, you guys stop talking. Shh, be quiet. Do this. Say these words.
Because they see the deadlines. You guys are just messing around.
They're like, I have 2 days or you're going to fire me. You're going to fire me. I'm going to get fired.
Rob, are you on Burning Love too?
I did Burning Love. Yeah, I did 2 seasons of Burning Love on Yahoo, which Ken Marino from Children's Hospital directed.
Right.
And then somehow that's nominated for an Emmy. I didn't even know that. That's not even a TV thing. Like,
wow, I didn't know that either.
Get an Emmy now?
I only brought it up because...
Wait, shouldn't be eligible for an
Emmy. No, it is, because E! Bought it, so it's on E!
Oh, so, nice. There you go.
Okay. So now that'll be competing against us at the Emmy Awards. So we'll be fighting. Ken and I will be beating each other up. Yeah. Wow.
I only brought it up because Burning Love seems like the exact same thing, which is just friends who love to hang out and crack each other up, and that's why they do it. It's not about, hey, this is the career or this is the money. It's just fun.
Yeah, no, again, I love picking projects where I don't get paid money.
Those are the best, right?
That's why you dedicate so much time to Twitter, is because you get nothing from it.
That's why I wrote a leaf blower here, because I have no money. Yeah, but Burning Love was one of those things, you're right, where it was just a group of people that, you know, we shot that out in Calabasas in one of those real mansions that looks just like The Bachelor.
Right.
For people that don't know, it's a parody of The Bachelor. And
which in itself is hard enough to do because The Bachelor is absurd.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. And the people on that show, I mean, no offense, but they're not super smart people.
No, they're all dumb.
They're really dumb people. I mean, let's say, you know, they're just dumb.
Yeah.
And so it's harder to out-dumb those people and to make the show dumber than it already is, but
you guys are able to do it.
But you know, we did it. We really did it. We're really.
They said, "How dumb can we make it?" I don't know. Let's get Hubel.
Let's get Hubel. Call him up. Let's not pay him money. Let's pay him chicken McNuggets.
Children's Hospital won the Emmy last year.
We did.
Now, how shocking is that for the actors on it?
It's pretty bananas because you, when you go to the Emmys, we're in such an obscure category. It's I think it's called like a short form live action. You know, it's the weirdest little category. So we're the.
Do they give it out on the TV show, or is that one that's
No. We're the ones that's like before tonight's telecast. There was another Emmy Awards that was too boring for you to watch, but here's who won. You know, it's one of those. So, and we were the last category of that show. So
they didn't even want to give you it on that one.
On that
no one
we were barely even mentioned.
So you're after the guys who make advancement in camera lenses. Your Emmy,
exactly.
Right?
It's like the best sound mixing for a silent documentary. Like, why do they even why do they have that? But so we won that, and then we were the last thing of the night, and then then you just walk around with this swagger all of a sudden.
Of course.
When you win an Emmy, you're like, we all wore them, or, you know, we got big gold chains,
necklaces.
And we fastened them around our necks and went out.
Good.
And you just rub it in the losers' faces. It's like, look what I have that you don't have.
I think that's what the Emmys are all about.
That is what it's about. No one cares.
Imagine being on one of the shows in your category that's not Children's Hospital. I can't imagine how low rent those shows
must
be.
Those people, what are they? How are they feeding themselves?
Children's Hospital premieres tonight at midnight on Adult Swim. It's season 5, and it's one of our favorite shows. We've been pushing it since we found out about it, and we just love it so much. Rob Hubel is our guest. He's got other stuff coming out this week as well, and we'll talk about that when we get back.
The hilarious Rob Hubel in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you don't believe me, check out his Twitter, by the way, at Rob Hubel. That's H-U-E-B-E-L. He is an actor on Children's Hospital. He's a writer, comedian. You got so much other stuff going on. You mentioned Comic-Con in the last break, Rob.
Yeah.
What do you make of that? You've been down there a couple of years now.
Comic-Con, I have been down there the past few years. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been down there. It's a lot. It's a lot of sweaty people.
You don't go down there for the smell.
No, you don't go there for the smell.
No.
You do not go there don't go there for the smells. Go there if you want to see people dressed as Slave Leia who should not be dressed as Slave Leia.
Yeah, there are a lot of Slave Leias.
There's a lot.
None of them should be Slave Leias.
None of them should be Slave Leias.
But you know what's cool about that group, and this is what we've been talking about? There's no judgment.
No.
Nobody stops them on the street and says, you shouldn't be in that.
That's the thing. It is such a cool thing because people are so enthusiastic about everything and comedy stuff, too. Like, now there's more comedy stuff that goes down there. There's a lot of comedy shows, and they're so into that stuff, too. So it's hard to – you can't knock them at all. It's genuine – like passion for all these projects, and like it's so sincere that it's hard to make fun of it.
I had to leave so I could come back to Los Angeles and make fun of people.
And make fun of people. Yeah. You can't do that in San Diego.
That's right.
Now, I saw an interview you did over the weekend at a Comic-Con where you said, and I don't know if you were joking or not because you're Rob Hubel, that you believe there's a lot of cosplay sex going on at night after the panels.
I firmly believe that. I haven't witnessed it, but I want to get like 2020 down there and investigate the late night furry, you know, weirdo sex parties, because there has to be some sort of underbelly to that scene, right?
I mean, you would think, although I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Do they keep the outfits on?
I would think they do. I think after Comic-Con, you get it dry cleaned. You return it to the place where you rented it.
You get it dry cleaned twice,
yeah,
probably.
Exactly. Whoever rented your Darth Vader costume, you can give it back. Or you can say, just burn this one. There's some stuff happened in this Darth Vader outfit that you don't want to know about.
It's the dark side of the Force is what it is.
Yeah.
Do you have any sci-fi guilty? I won't even call them guilty pleasures. There's no such thing anymore. Is there anything that you love that's in that Comic-Con sci-fi world, Rob?
There's a lot of stuff that I love, but I'm behind on everything. So I feel like if I mention it, people are going to spoil everything. But like, I'm behind on Game.
They'll die.
What? Everybody dies on Game of Thrones. Yeah, I'm behind on Game of Thrones, but I love it. And those guys, I mean, you see those people walk around Comic-Con, give me a break.
They're the kings of the world.
Those people are like, bow down before me. I'm on thrones.
That's right.
But I love that show. But I'm behind, you know.
Let's talk about X-Cop. That comes back when? Saturday night.
X-Cop starts this Saturday, yeah. And that's a new animated show on Fox, and it's written by this little kid, which is nuts.
Now, we talked to a guy yesterday who was the producer of this, and he said it's literally written by a five-year-old. Not a joke, not an exaggeration.
No. There is a child that came up with this show. And when we go in to record the scripts, it's like you're reading, you know, what a child. It's all stuff like, let's get out of here and go to the birthday planet where they have unlimited birthday cake for everybody's birthday. You know, it's all what a little kid would think is awesome. You know, like the worst bad guy is called the king of all bad guys. You know, it's just stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's written by this little guy, and now he's a couple years older now because he's been doing it for. At first it was a comic book. So it became very popular in the comic book world. And so now he's like 7. And, you know, he's probably like driving around in a Ferrari already.
Sure.
You know,
Playboy chick in the seat.
Yeah, he's got some super hot model. He has a jet pack, you know. His very own jet pack.
Are you – I saw this Axe Cop earlier in the week. Are you the guy with the giant diamond on his head?
Yes. Thank you for saying that it's a diamond. It looks like a penis, but it is actually it's a diamond on my head. I'm called Gray Diamond, and I'm sort of Axe Cop's dumb buddy. And so Axe Cop, you know, is Nick Offerman, and he's just like this super badass. I mean, he goes around
totally
chopping people's heads off that he disagrees with. And but yeah, I'm just like his dumb buddy.
Why do you have to be his dumb buddy?
Because that's what I'm good at. I'm good at just being like the sidekick. Like all I do is I'm like, yeah, that's right, Axe Cop. That's a hilarious joke. I just high five him and back him up. Like anything he says, I think is awesome.
Well, there's finally a show for stoners on Saturday nights on Fox, and that is Axe Cop.
Finally.
And then there's a High School High is coming on right after that, too, which you totally should check out. Rob Hubel is in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's got so much going on. We talked about Axe Cop. We talked about Children's Hospital. Let's talk about Hellbaby, too, because we had Paul Scheer on last week with us from Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And this movie looks awesome.
This movie is nuts. This is a movie that Tom Lennon and Ben Grant from Reno 911, you know, Lieutenant Dangle.
Sure.
they wrote it and directed it. And, yeah, it's also Rob Corddry and Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele and just a ton of funny people. And we shot it for, like, no money down in New Orleans. But it's crazy. It's, like, it's hilarious. It's like, aggressively stupid. Like, if you go to see this movie... It's the funniest, dumbest movie I've ever seen. Like, in every screening that I've been to, it just kills because it's so dumb. I mean, it's so dumb.
What are you saying about it?
Guys, I couldn't be more clear about how dumb this movie is. But it's really
funny. Plus, it has boobies, though.
Oh, it has a lot of boobies. It has this really crazy extended nude scene where our friend Ricky Lindham did, and she's a beautiful, lovely comedian, and somehow they just talked. They're like, Ricky, would you like to be naked in the movie? And I guess she was like, I guess. I mean,
and
you
then
know,
they probably looked at each other and went, she said yes.
I can't believe she said yes. This is crazy. This is crazy. So they shot this nude scene, and like the joke of this nude scene is how long she's nude.
Like,
it's like a
that's
10,
a good joke.
It's like a 10-minute long nude where people stop laughing. People are like, oh, God, yeah, I'm getting just, into this.
Well, at some point, it's clearly exploitation.
I think so, but she's a dear friend of ours, so you know you can exploit your friends.
Hellbaby is in theaters and on demand, so you could actually get it at your home if you'd
like.
You can starting
sit
today.
Do what I do: sit at home and just order it up on VOD. Don't go out to a theater.
Do you do any projects that where you make money?
No, I don't like that. No, I don't like that.
You're against.
Why would I do that? What do I need? What do I need?
Because you got Children's Hospital. Yeah. McNuggets.
Children's Hospital, I get paid in chicken McNuggets. As we've, all I need to do is make my monthly payment on my jet ski, and I'm fine.
Is that where you live?
I live on my jet ski. I'm usually floating around out in Marina Del Rey on my jet ski at night. It's like the worst version of like a Lethal Weapon movie.
Mel Gibson's on his jet ski.
Rob, you are one of the funniest guys on Twitter. Everybody knows that. And you are also a writer. Do you write for a bunch of shows or movies or stuff that you're not in as well?
I don't write on stuff that I don't do. That's up till now, that's my mission has always been to, if I'm on a show or working on a project, it's for me.
So if you were better, you could give stuff to other people.
If I were a good writer, exactly.
Gotcha.
I would give it to other people. But since I'm a mediocre writer, I keep that for myself.
You have to count on yourself to deliver the mediocre line?
Exactly. I have to high-five myself to get into my own mediocre world. Yeah.
Well, you're definitely never going to get rich on the career path that you're on, but please keep doing what you're doing because we love all the stuff you do, man.
Thanks for having me. Thank you
really,
so much.
Really, really fun.
Children's Hospital, tonight, midnight, Adult Swim, Axe Cop, Saturday night at 11 o'clock on Fox and Hellbaby on VOD now, or you can go to a theater and try and find it. But we would suggest VOD. I think that's the message.
And midnight also on Thursdays. What else are you doing? You're not doing anything else. Just don't sleep for 15 minutes and watch Children's Hospital. It's only 15 minutes.
I'd like to suggest that you get high.
That's a great... Can we say that legally, or were you going to get sued by...
Allegedly, I would like to suggest that.
Allegedly.
Right, because it would help.
I think that's probably a great idea.
You're the best, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. 106.7.
Standing on!
What just happened?
I'm the one that controls the mics,
mm-hmm.
and I turned Ralph's on, but not mine, and then I started talking.
Yes.
All right.
Without my microphone on.
Yes.
So that happened.
That's what happened.
The world-famous K-Rock, it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:56.
Let me tell you about this next half hour coming up on the show. How about this? How about Adam Carolla?
Yeah.
And then Hugh Jackman.
Oy.
What about that for a 1-2 punch, huh?
I hate water.
That's all coming up here.
I like clothes.
In the next 30 minutes. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Hey, talking about the Jackster.
Is that what you call Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jack?
Mm-hmm.
HJ?
Just Hugh Jackman, really, is how we know him.
The Jacker? Jackenstein?
No.
Nothing sticking?
Mm-mm.
Pre-tracking, or pre-jacking, as I like to call it, for the weekend's debut of Wolverine, suggests it could make as much as $80 million this weekend.
Really?
Wow. In North America alone. That's what kind of buzz it's got, and that's how many people are saying they're looking forward to it and what their plans are for going to see
it. And by all accounts, it's very good, too.
Yes. Great, great buzz on this film. So he could do very well for himself. Looks like there's another Rocky movie in the works.
Yes. Yes.
Ryan Coogler, the director of the critically acclaimed Fruitvale Station, has written a script that he wants to be the next film in the series about Apollo Creed's grandson who takes up a career in boxing against his family's wishes. Creed is the tentative name of the movie for right now. Creed's grandson needs a mentor, however, to guide him through those treacherous waters of the boxing world. Who could he turn to?
Sylvester Stallone's grandson. I hope his grandson.
Nope.
Him.
Rocky himself. Rocky Balboa will take him by the hand. Promised Land. Michael B. Jordan, who also stars in Fruitvale Station, will play Creed's grandson.
We have him on tomorrow.
There you go. You can ask him all about Creed.
Hey, Creed, you know, I knew your grandfather pretty well, you know. It's
a little scene from Creed. Amanda Bynes will not be charged with trespassing or arson or any other criminal offenses in connection with Monday's bizarre driveway fire. Cops and prosecutors, according to TMZ.com, view her conduct as non-criminal and rooted in mental illness. Well, I can say anything about Kevin.
Right. How come I don't get off with that kind of warning?
So they decided she needed professional help, not punishment, and that's why she went to the hospital and will not be charged with anything. So when she gets out of the hospital... free and clear. As far as those...
These girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
far as those charges are concerned, she still faces DUI charges here in Los Angeles and reckless endangerment and pot charges in New York City. But in terms of the arson, she's okay.
She is having a rough go of it.
She's in good shape. And I'm sad to have to correct myself this morning. Earlier, I talked about a New York Post story that claimed Kanye West and porn star Kim Kardashian dropped $750,000 on gold-plated toilets for their new mansion.
Yeah, that was absurd.
It sounded reasonable.
$250,000 per? That's ridiculous.
For a gold toilet? What do you think gold toilets go for these days?
Why do you have a gold toilet?
So that my poop can be enveloped in gold.
I believe there were four of them, Kevin, so they'd be less than two.
Oh, I thought there were only three of them.
No, sorry. Four. Anyway, Gossip Cop website did some research, and apparently they can find no factual evidence to this case, so it looks like that may not be the
I would case. Believe it, though.
I would,
Wouldn't
too.
You, with
yeah.
those two?
Same for the six beds that run $174,000 each, and also no evidence of a Swarovski crystal-encrusted refrigerator.
I like that one.
That's a little bling for your fridge.
So you're saying that entire story that you did earlier is false?
Well,
not false.
It's not confirmed.
Not confirmed. Not confirmed. Not proven to be true. That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
That's right.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
Look, I can't prove to you that there's a Santa Claus, but I know there's presents under my tree every Christmas morning. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. So.
You liar!
What do you know? Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Thurston Moore III from Gilligan's Island.
And, nope, just Thurston
Sonic
Moore.
Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth, yes.
He is guitarist for Sonic Youth, but also was
not
on
in Gilligan's Island.
A three-hour tour with some other people in Hawaii. Ended up stranded
Thurston
on an
Howell
island.
Howell III.
Wearing a an ascot a lot.
It's not the same.
You're a gay racist.
Oh, Captain. When are you and Gilligan going to get us off this island?
He said.
That's Thurston
As
Moore.
He played guitar for Sonic Youth. 55 years old today. Ileana Douglas is 48. And actor Matt LeBlanc celebrates his 46th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hugh Jackman joins us in about 20 minutes talking about his new film opening up tomorrow called The Wolverine. Right now, almost as good, the Ace Man, Adam Carolla, back on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Adam?
What? There's a movie called Wolverine coming out?
You hadn't heard of it,
I know,
huh?
Right?
It made a movie about the Michigan football team? Or what was it about? I hadn't seen it.
Sorry. Superhero. Sorry to disappoint. Hey, Adam, listen, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the fund anything.com came out, where you're raising money for your new film, Road Hard. People can go... During this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, while I've been watching, another $5,000 in the till. You're now over $770,000 with 23 days to go. You got to be feeling pretty good about getting that $1 million to get your film made.
I am, and listen, we it's important that we go over that $1 million because a lot of that's going up my nose.
Oh, I see.
I just want to be up. I want to be up front with people.
So the first half a million is going right
well,
up your nose.
It's all half million, but it's a substantial portion.
All right.
We were talking about you a couple of days ago because we were talking about Spike Lee with his Kickstarter campaign. He's trying to get a movie made. And we're thinking, why aren't guys like you and Spike, aren't you rolling in dough? Like, couldn't you just pay for this movie on your American Express Black Card or something?
It's African-American, by the way. Number one with the white privilege. Come on, Dean, you should know. Couple of things. I can't get a movie made. I can make a TV show on Spike about home improvement, and I could probably, you know, get some sort of a morning radio show, but I cannot do movies because they won't let me make a movie. So I've tried. The last time I made a movie, it took me about 3 years to, you know, rattling the can and just taking meetings and begging people to let me make this movie, and then I did make it, and then I put my own money into it, and I lost most everything I put into it, and then the Weinsteins ripped us off, and it just turned out to be a disaster.
I can see why you're going back for more.
Well, I wasn't going to go back for more. That's why it was, you know, 7 years, and then this way, this crowdfunding thing came up, and I said, let's do it this way. But it's not, you're not begging for money. It's like, there's rewards. You get the Blu-ray, you get the T-shirts, you can be in the movie, you can be a producer in the movie, and go to the party, the pre-party, the after-party, the premiere party. I mean, it's like, you know, people always go, well, you're just begging for money. Well, it's, if you have a band you like, and they come to town, if the Rolling Stones come to town, and you, first thing, you don't have to see them. Secondly, you can go see them and buy a $50 ticket and sit in the cheap seats, or you can spend a couple grand and you can sit next to the stage.
Right.
And that's basically what this is. It's your decision whether you want to be involved or not. And thankfully, a lot of people wanted to get involved. And the Cranston video is real funny. I think people.
It is great. It is great. I know we played some of that last week. And by the way, I support what you're doing. I am a contributor as well. I'll be at your Seattle screening when it happens. I'm paid up. I'm in. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. Fundanything.com or just look at it at adamcarolla.com if you want.
And by the way, bring the wife and pigs.
And live events real quick, Adam Carolla along with Jay Moore and the great Bill Simmons from Grantland and ESPN, all of that. That's a triple bill happening at the Wiltern. Tickets are on sale that for Saturday, August 3rd at 8 o'clock. Tickets available again through adamcarolla.com, and the film is called Road Hard. The Ace Man joins us each Thursday right here on K-Rock for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, sidebar bit of business. Yeah, there's a second Cranston Outtakes video that's up there if you guys are into breaking.
Oh, fantastic.
Want to check that out and enjoy it. And also, from this day forth, when we address Bean, we should just always say, how the wife and pigs.
I like it. I like it. I'm in.
All right. Three working our way up to number one. Just got back from New York City, did a bunch of shows at Caroline's, and the super sing-songy airport security guy, I never really noticed this, when you're just standing in that line that never ends and you hear the repetition, I'm all right with the part where they tell you to take your computers out and empty your pockets, but you realize they don't just tell you to empty your pockets. The person does the... I'm going to need you to empty your pockets. That means pockets completely empty. That means everything out of your pockets.
Right.
And then, as if there's some confusion after that, then they go into this one. Change, chapstick, old-time pocket watches, pogs, sunglasses, anything that would be in your... I don't need the list of potential pocket members.
Right.
But then it's right back to, that means front pockets, rear pockets, pockets completely and utterly empty. And then, first off, didn't you guys, as kids, did you think when you became an adult you would be spoken to by other adults in a super sing-songy, condescending fashion?
No.
No.
No. When you were adult, no one ever said to your dad, sir, I'm going to need you to do for me right. A guy was 20 years younger than your dad and was making $9. Now, that means everything in your pocket. That means pulled out, bunny ear style. That means lint. That means air. That means everything in your tissue. Everything in your pocket is completely empty. Like, I mean, when did this become okay just to do this super condescending, sing-songy thing to adults? And then what do these guys do when they get home? Honey, I'm going to need you to pass me the salt. That does not mean the pepper. That means the white. That's not paprika. I need you to take your arm. Please extend it across the dinner table. Pass the salt across the table. Like, yes, you had me at empty your goddamn pocket. You had me at that. Why do we have to keep going? Maybe there's a chance for these guys just to shut up. Just go empty your pockets. Any room for misinterpretation. Secondly.
Any questions?
Had a, couple of great experiences in New York walking through the city. 100 degrees, by the way, and like 100% humidity. But walking through New York on the way to Caroline's, saw two things that made me love New York even more. One, cop sitting on corner, I mean, literally leaning against a building like he was holding it up. Just leaning. They have cops there that take on. They look like cats that are napping on a hot day. You know, I mean, just like they're sprawled out. Our cops always have their arms folded and they're standing up looking like they're ready to pepper spray somebody.
Right.
They're cops, like, they tilt their hat down like a Mexican taking a nap against a cactus. You know what I mean? Like, head, just big bushy mustache, lean up against the building. And we're hustling to get to Caroline's, and I'm walking, and I see this guy, and I'm like, do we just jaywalk right in front of the guy? I mean, I understand you jaywalk in New York, but 8 feet away from a cop who's literally just standing there doing nothing but looking at you?
I'm guessing the answer's yes.
The answer, yes, everybody, right through. Imagine doing that in Burbank or Santa Monica or Glendale. we'd all have the zip ties on and be hogtied in the back of the cruiser. And so that was a great moment. And then maybe an even better moment, young Asian woman, I mean 19, 20-year-old Asian woman, nicely dressed, riding a bicycle. Cab cut her off on the bicycle, and she slapped the hood of the cab, and she yelled, "Dick!" And I thought, I've never seen a young Asian woman scream anything, but especially dick. Cab driver. You ever seen a young Asian woman yell dick?
But was she right?
She was absolutely right, but when's the last time you saw a young Asian woman call a guy a dick?
I don't remember ever seeing that.
Out loud. And then my buddy Mike August pointed out, this is so L.A., he goes, and she's not wearing a helmet. We could report her and get her in trouble with that cop who doesn't care. We're so pee-whipped living in Los Angeles. You understand that?
I do love
it. Wearing a helmet.
I love New York, man. Anything goes in the Big Apple, doesn't it?
Yes, and the one, number one, the thing that drives me insane, if you do a lot of traveling, they do this in about one-tenth of the hotels you stay at. And if they do have this, they need to tell you this is their policy, which is you check in, you get your room number, you get your key card, you walk in your room, you throw down all your bags, you plop down on the bed, you pick up the TV remote, and you're like, the thing doesn't, the batteries. You do that move where you pop the hatch off the back, you use the magic thumb,
right.
You roll the batteries around, you try it again, now you stand up, you get up against the TV set. Then you do this move where you like stand up on the bed and hold it up over your shoulder like you're throwing a sky hook.
Right.
Here's my question. What if it does work? Is that your position now?
You have to stay there?
You're standing on your bed with your hand over your head? And then you do that thing, and then you call down to the desk, you're like, TV's no good, and by the way, I can't get the air on either. Something's wrong with it. And then they go, sir, you need to take the key and put it inside the slot that's behind the door when you open the door.
Right.
And you're like, hello? Maybe you could have said something. While you're taking my credit card, while we were checking, I could have said, hey, this card I'm giving you, nothing in your unit will work unless you slide it into the vagina that's hidden behind the door. And here's the way to eliminate this, because they never say anything. They just assume you work at the same hotel they work at, even though you've never been there before. All of those cards should be shaped like a penis. If they were shaped like a penis, it'd be fun to slide them into the door slot, but it would then let you know that only those cards had to find their place when you got into your room.
Adam Carolla for King.
Thank you.
Exactly. AdamCarolla.com is where you want to go to contribute to the Road Hard movie. Help the Ace Man get his film made, and don't miss him on stage with the great Jay Moore and Bill Simmons. That's at the Wiltern coming up on Saturday, August 3rd. Again, tickets available through AdamCarolla.com. We'll see you soon, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 9:43.
Take it away, Ralph Garman.
We were talking about porn star Kim Kardashian earlier in the show about the rumor that she and Kanye West had purchased gold-plated toilets for them for their new mansion at the cost of almost $750,000. That apparently is an unfounded story. It has not been confirmed. However, this one has.
So not necessarily not true, just not confirmed.
As far as we know.
Right.
No one has any proof to that that fact. This, though, we know for sure. The classy Kardashian family, after the judge ruled she was allowed to divorce Chris Humphries, started high-fiving Kim and giving high fives all around the family. Like they had just won a bingo game. The Kardashians, the whole family, they were all high-fiving each other once the judge made the announcement. As opposed to Chris Humphries, who, according to witnesses, seemed somber and maybe even a bit sad about the end of the relationship. But he has since said he was not surprised with his blushing bride's reaction and the reaction of her family.
Of course not.
The classless clan that they are. So now word is she wanted to apologize to Chris for her behavior via Skype. She wanted a Skype conversation where she said, yeah, maybe I overreacted a little bit. Maybe it was a little insensitive to start high-fiving my family once the divorce was finalized. However, she would only agree to do it as long as the cameras for her reality show were rolling.
Oh, dear God.
Well, sure.
He should have said, okay, and then just been completely naked. That's what he should have done. Roll on this. When they wouldn't have been able to show it.
As you can understand, Chris Humphries said, no, thank you.
Bitch got no class.
To her seemingly half-hearted apology attempt, so they won't be burying the hatchet anytime soon.
I think everything she does has to be on camera.
Doesn't exist if it's not happening in front of the cameras.
Has she been seen since the baby was born?
I don't know.
I don't believe so.
Or if she's trying to lose all the weight first or
something. Twitter and whatnot, but yeah. I don't think anyone has seen her.
I mean, look, even if you're delighted to have a hard-fought, long-winded divorce be finalized, it's still a somber occasion.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
So no one celebrates divorce. How do you celebrate divorce?
Well, you were never in love in the first place, I might suggest.
Well, that's one thing, yeah.
And just as an aside, I was just thinking the other day, two wildly anticipated births, right? Northwest and Prince George of Cambridge.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the difference in class and the way those couples behaved and handled those pregnancies.
I'd choose Northwest as my future queen.
I mean, the royal couple, by all accounts, drove themselves to the private wing of the hospital, came out afterwards on the steps, met the press with good humor and showed the baby and sort of posed for pictures and then quietly got into their car and then drove home, as opposed to these two clowns where everything has to be some sort of dust up.
Yeah, it has to be a pay-per-view or something before anyone sees the baby.
Right, and they got to sell the pictures, and then it's got to be him fighting with paparazzi, and she's tweeting about Trayvon Martin, and it's just they're just a sloppy, disgusting group, a whole bunch of them. What foul human beings!
This makes me sad too, because I don't mind hating the Kardashians, but I have a lot of respect for the talent of Kanye West, and he's being dragged down with his association with this whole family.
He's always been an ass.
No, I'm not saying he's not a jackass on his own.
He's just an asshole.
He's definitely on his own. He is.
I agree that he's a talented asshole, but still an asshole.
Oh, in a big way. He's not going to get charged with trying to steal that paparazzo's camera. By the way,
he's not.
The one he molested. The TMZ rep that he molested and tried to take his camera away from him. However, there still may be charges for simple assault because the guy was laid out and paramedics had to be called. So we'll wait and see.
I don't know if you saw the video from that day, but that paparazzo, after Kanye let him go, he jumped up and ran into the airport and then came back a few minutes later and laid down on the ground and had the paramedics
perk
on him.
He literally ran.
Yes. Sometimes you need a nap.
Right.
Oh, I'm hurt. Lay down on the nice soft sidewalk.
After Kanye was gone, he went back and laid down and said he was hurt.
Yeah. They say there may not even be any charges for assault because Kanye might just write him a check.
Oh,
make the whole thing go away.
That'd be all right. He could assault me if he's going to write me a check.
Yeah. Look, as long as Kanye West loses something, money, freedom, time, something, as long as he's on the loss side of the equation, I guess I'll be happy. Wolverine's going to make $80 million. Heard you guys talking to Hugh Jackman moments ago. That's what they're saying in the pre-release tracking.
They were saying 60 before our interview.
Oh, really? You guys bumped up another 20?
That's
sweet. That's
pretty
sweet.
Pretty sure about that.
It sounds like a good deal, doesn't it? That the three pizza tray of fudge brownie diet.
It sure does.
That he was on.
Yes, it does.
Yep. It's the first movie without any X-Men connection in the title for the character, but Hugh Jackman's character, they believe, stands alone, doesn't need anyone else to support him, and by all accounts, this could be one of the biggest money-making movies of the summer. We'll have to wait and see. Legendary actor Peter Falk getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning at 11:30. If you want to stop by and say hi to Peter, congratulate him, give him a slap in the back, a hearty handshake, well done.
I don't think you can do that.
What? It is a posthumous star. Ed Begley Jr. and Paul Reiser will be speaking at the event, and standing in for the family to accept Peter's honor will be Joe Mantegna, longtime friend of Peter's. So
he had a glass eye, Rob?
That's right.
Peter Falk?
He did.
Oh, I thought it was just cross-eyed.
No, he just had one glass eye. Before I go, can I ask you one more question? When you were out there at the patio supposedly drinking your brandy, how come there was no glass left there?
Boom! They came out with the cuffs. Boom! You just got Columbo'd. Love that show.
You might be too excited about it.
I love that show.
You should watch one of them, Kevin. I don't have time for the shows I like. No, I think you might like it.
You like him, Kevin, because he seems to be sort of a bumbling idiot, but it turns out he's really a genius underneath that facade.
Right.
Something you could claim to people.
Trying to catch up on Crossing Lines, which is a new show. Trying to catch up on Donovan, caught up on yesterday.
Ray Donovan?
I don't have time for that.
Ray Donovan?
Yeah. Oh. Time for that nonsense.
Ray Donovan, that's a good show.
See?
But so's Columbo. Whatever. You waste a lot of time doing other things. You could squeeze
in very
one,
busy, Ralph.
One episode of Columbo.
Very busy.
I know you're very busy.
No
you
time.
Could,
you
could you
give
to slop
up one.
The hogs and polish the clown and everything else you got to do there you up can, on your island. I know
that's
you're very,
a
very
euphemism,
busy.
Ralph. You could give up one half of scoreless soccer and watch a Columbo episode.
Yeah. You know what? Skip one of those nil-nil events and then just watch Columbo instead.
No!
Today's celebrity birthdays. Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth is 55 years old today. Actress Ileana Douglas celebrates her 48th birthday. Matt LeBlanc celebrates 46 years on the planet. And James Lafferty, 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Catherine Reitman in the studio talking about VH1's Miss You Much. Talking
what's about, this about, Ralph? This is a friend of yours,
you
Catherine.
Much.
It's Kat has got a new talk show on VH1 that revisits your crushes and your legendary pop icons, pop culture icons of the 90s. So like Corey Nemec, who played Parker Lewis in Parker Lewis Can't Lose, Lisa Tuttle from Saved by the Bell.
So you
Sasha
find out
Mitchell.
Where they're working now, what they're doing now.
What are they up to these
someone
days?
Showed it. I see, okay. Yeah.
Is she going to ask Beer Mug's question, how's your life been up until now?
That's her, always her starting question. She went to the School of Beer Mug Interviews, and that's what she goes with.
We also have Michael B. Jordan on the program tomorrow from Fruitvale Station. We have, you got lyrics tattooed on your body. We're curious what lyrics you have tattooed on your body. Because a lot of people do that. Meaningful songs and whatnot. And we have,
I've got Eat It across my chest.
I have Hurry Up With My Damn Croissant right on my stomach.
I've got War, War is Stupid and People Are Stupid on my thigh.
And Ralph will take a look at the movie beat because tomorrow is Friday on the Kevin and Bean.